And of course, we had in the last 25 minutes had the verdict in the Jo Cox murder trial. The Labour MP murdered just a few days before the Leave, the Brexit referendum. Thomas Mayer was found guilty of all charges. The judge has declined leave to Thomas Mayer to give a statement to the court, and he is now giving his sentencing remarks. We do expect that sentence coming up very soon. So, very busy morning and afternoon. Handing over to John Holmes.
That's right.
What are you going to be doing to lighten our load this afternoon?
Well, if you have a load, I promise to lighten it. But we will be discussing the autumn statement, of course, which, as you say, is still going on with Philip Hammond.
Full analysis. To be fair, people aren't paying too much attention to it, are they?
No, not really. So we will be analysing it in a special way.
Special as in special needs?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Your words, not mine.
Are we allowed to say that anymore?
Don't think you are. So, so you're fired. Right, good. So, yeah, autumn statement coming up as well. We have guests for you. We've got Angelinos Epithemimou, you know him. Dan Renton Skinner, the actor who plays the character.
Yeah,
he's coming in anyway. So we'll be doing a bit of that. We will be. I've forgotten.
Oh, is that good, is it?
Yeah, I just forgot. As ever, we'll be analysing all the big stories. You know how we work.
I know you will. But also, I know you're going to keep up to date with this Jo Cox murder trial, and when we do get that sentence.
Victoria will have all the latest on that, yes.
Victoria doesn't actually have to wait to bring it. The verdict has... We obviously had the verdict in. We've now had this sentence. He has been, as we expected, given a whole life sentence for the murder of Jo Cox. I'm done for another day. I'll be back at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning, no doubt, talking more about the autumn statement. Now we'll know what's actually in it. John Holmes up from 1 o'clock. This is Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Start your money-making journey and drive with Uber. Go to drivewithuber.co.uk.
My name is Tomasz. I'm from Poland originally. On Uber app around 8 months already. Very happy. I used to work as a maintenance manager for 10 years, then they shut down the company and I started driving. First I heard from friends. Of course you have to have your driving license, your private hire license as well, and then you just sign up for Uber, yeah? It's very easy. The Uber platform gives you that, like, you know, your own hours, you can choose whenever you like. That's the best thing, like with my wife now, like, if she needs me, I can just switch it off. That's another big plus for Uber app. It's perfect. I think it's perfect. For me, it works perfectly.
Start your money-making journey and drive with Uber. Go to drivewithuber.co.uk.
The big games keep coming on BT Sport, and UEFA Champions League games are as big as they get. Tonight, don't miss Arsenal challenge the mighty PSG at the Emirates, while Man City travel to Borussia Mönchengladbach. Then on Thursday, Man United face Feyenoord in the UEFA Europa League, and on Saturday, we'll bring you another huge London derby. Spurs go to Chelsea for the 5:30 kickoff. Four competitions, one venue. BT Sport. BT Sport customers can watch 42 Premier League matches, all of the UEFA Champions League games, plus up to 24 Emirates FA Cup matches.
Introducing the Sun's three-step mortgage repayment plan. 1. Pick up the Sun. 2. Collect 10 tokens from inside the paper. 3. Win £100,000 cash. That's three small steps for you, one giant leap to paying off your mortgage. Continues this week, part of the Sun's great giveaway, hey! Terms and conditions apply.
With the Pure Highway digital radio adapter in my car, I can be anywhere. I'm off to the pub, but I drop by Abbey Road. Past the lights, and I'm in New Orleans. At the left, I'm at Networth 96.
I must book those tickets.
Reminder, book tickets.
With Pure Highway, you can enjoy more great music with DAB digital radio and Spotify, make calls hands-free, and even connect with Siri, so you can be wherever you want, wherever you're going. Visit your nearest Halfords for a free fitting or find out more at pure.com. Spotify subscription may be required. Free fitting applies to Halfords purchases only.
This is a live update for UK businesses. Every day, millions of consumers are shopping online for quality UK goods. And right now, some of the world's leading online marketplaces have reduced selling costs for UK businesses. To enjoy these exclusive discounts and to find the right online marketplace for you, search Exporting is Great.
eBay has a huge range of fantastic new Christmas decorations.
Looks like the neighbours are starting to put up their decorations.
Luxury Christmas wreaths and baubles.
Well, we're going to do better than a few flashing lights.
100 metres of fairy lights.
Their 6-foot Christmas tree.
12-foot Christmas trees.
And their funny snow globes.
A snow machine. Just click and collect new Christmas decorations and home essentials from over 1,000 stores on eBay. The ultimate outdo your neighbours Christmas decoration shop.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you. Talk Radio.
Hello, good afternoon. It's Wednesday. I'm John Holmes. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoon. 1 o'clock, Victoria has the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, neo-Nazi guilty of murdering MP. Hammond's first autumn statement and good news for fans of Call the Midwife.
Talk Radio.
In the last few minutes, a white supremacist has been sentenced to a whole life term for the murder of Labour MP Jo Cox. The mother of two was shot and stabbed to death in her West Yorkshire constituency just days before June's EU referendum. Jurors at the Old Bailey took just an hour and a half to convict 53-year-old Thomas Mair of all charges, including attacking a pensioner who tried to help. Witnesses described the scene as hell when they dialed 999.
It's chaos. He stabbed people and shot people. Right, I can see him again.
You can see,
looks like
you can see him again.
Off. He's got a black baseball cap. Now, he's walking up Brownhill Road. Now, you get a police car at the top of there and one at the bottom, you'll catch him.
Her husband, Brandon Cox, has told the Old Bailey he has nothing but pity for his wife's killer. He says he's still struggling to come to terms with her death.
It still doesn't feel entirely real. It still feels like a bad dream. I'm spending still most of my time thinking about how the kids are dealing with it, and they're dealing with it as well as I could have hoped.
Elsewhere, the Chancellor has acknowledged that growth will be slower because of the vote to leave the EU as he gives his first autumn statement. There were shouts of U-turn as Philip Hammond said the government's no longer looking to return to budget surplus by 2020, as announced by George Osborne. He praised his predecessor for lowering the deficit, but said there's no longer the priority.
Times have moved on, and our task now is to prepare our economy to be resilient as we exit the EU. And match fit for the transition that will follow.
A serial killer has been found guilty of murdering three men he'd met on gay dating sites. Jurors are still considering other charges against Stephen Port from East London, including another count of murder. And there are going to be three more series of Call the Midwife. The 7th, 8th and 9th seasons of the drama, which is set in London's East End, will take the storylines into the mid-1960s. The 6th series of the show, which had already been commissioned, is due to air early next year.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Cloudy with outbreaks of light rain for the south, dry in the north with some sunshine, highs of 9 degrees.
Hi, Victoria.
Hi, John.
How are you today?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm all right, yes. Good. That's the polite banter over with. So,
it wasn't exactly banter.
Well, you need to get better at it.
Well, I think you do, because you started it.
No, I think you do.
You started it.
I think you do. Now we're cooking. Your turn. Okay. Right, good banter there. Top hashtag bants.
That's not bants.
All right. So that's Victoria with the news. She'll be back with more of it as the afternoon wears on. Obviously, it's a talk radio station. That's the point of it. Now, though, pre-recorded sport with Pete Abbott. It's Pat Abbott.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Pete Abbott. Tottenham boss Mauricio Pochettino says he would welcome a run in the Europa League after being knocked out of the Champions League last night. His side were beaten 2-1 at Monaco in their penultimate group game. Spurs can qualify for the Europa League if they finish third in their table. Tonight, Manchester City can guarantee qualification for the knockout stages of the Champions League with victory at Borussia Mönchengladbach. In the same group, Celtic host Barcelona. Arsenal, who are already through, host Paris Saint-Germain. Leicester midfielder Danny Drinkwater has been charged with violent conduct by the FA. The England international appeared to elbow Watford's Valon Barami during the Premier League champions' defeat on Saturday. Drinkwater has until 6 p.m. this evening to respond to the charge. Sunderland's Paddy McNair is expected to miss the rest of the season after suffering a serious knee injury.
Yep.
The Northern Ireland international ruptured his anterior cruciate ligament. During Saturday's 3-0 win over Hull. A Wales and Bath rugby union player, Rhys Priestland, will see a specialist today and is expected to be out for up to 3 months. The fly half was substituted in the first half of a Premiership win over Bristol on Friday with a leg injury. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Thank you very much. That's Pete Abbott. Pat Abbott, and that's powered by TalkSport. How does that actually, what does that mean? Powered by TalkSport. They say that. But do you know what it means, Victoria? I don't know what. I mean, it's not powered by TalkSport, is it? It's just read out by a TalkSport sports person. I mean, that it's not powered by anything. I mean, electricity, possibly, for the recording equipment, but that's about it. So why don't they just say, that's Talk Radio Sport, read out by a Talk Sport person. That would be better.
Maybe.
What does powered mean?
I just think it's...
Things I don't understand. Full Set Breakfast. I still don't know what that is, that Paul Ross presents.
Have you asked him? He saw him the other day.
He doesn't know either.
Oh.
A Full Set Breakfast, that doesn't mean anything. It's like tennis or something. Like perhaps Full Set Breakfast is a phrase powered also by Talk Sport, given that it's a tennis term. I don't know. I'm just throwing it out there. Anyway, if anyone knows what a full set is or how our sport is powered, then get in touch, 87222.
Start your message with the word Talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start it with any word you'd like.
That's right. And now, some kind of programme.
Talk Radio. Black Friday at Sky is on now, with some fantastic offers for Sky TV customers. Like Sky Sports, half price for 12 months, saving you up to £165.
Oh, what a save!
Or Sky Cinema, half price for 12 months, saving you up to £108.
Bullseye.
Or why not get both? Half price for 12 months.
Simply incredible!
Don't miss out. Search Sky Black Friday Upgrade now. Sky. Believe in better. New Sky Cinema and Sky Sports customers only. Sky Cinema £9, Sky Sports £13.75, or both £18 extra per month for 12 months. Then standard pricing applies. 31 days notice to cancel.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
Good afternoon, you're listening to Talk Radio. I am Radio 1 DJ Scott Mills.
Hey, in the Daily Mail, there's a strange theory claiming that...
Paid intern Cornelia switched on Bromley High Street's Christmas lights.
In Antarctica.
The Daily Mail are very angry about it in a Chinese accent. I drank heavily. Right then, let's crack on, because it's about time for the...
Animal News.
I was a sound engineer driving at 115 miles an hour in a bed with the Citizen Smith actor Robert Lindsay.
I have a scar on the back of my leg where I burnt it on my friend Ashley.
The Centre for Indigenous Theatre.
Brilliant. One neighbour's got a cockerel and he wants to see them in jail. Literally jailbirds.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts. This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk Radio.
When I am about to get on a journey that will twist the very fabric of nature.
Good afternoon, then. Hello, and welcome indeed to you there. This is your afternoon statement on Talk Radio. I am the Chancellor of 1 till 4 o'clock, John Holmes. Big news, of course, today, as Philip Hammond has made some quite extraordinary announcements in his statement this afternoon. His first statement, of course, since Brexit, his first statement, full stop, Philip Hammond, as Chancellor of the Exchequer. He's made some extraordinary announcements before, and I'm bringing this to you as breaking news, before abruptly leaving the dispatch box and walking out of the Commons just three financial points into his statement. We're also getting word that he's cancelled the rest of his tour. What people are saying is that Philip Hammond is exhausted, really tired after a gruelling couple of months working on his announcement about affordable housing. And he shocked MPs by embarking on an unscripted rant in the Commons. He's criticised Jay-Z, Hillary Clinton. He's had a go at on Facebook. The Chancellor, Philip Hammond, appeared to suggest that Jay-Z employed hitmen, saying this. This is a quote from Philip Hammond. And the minimum wage shall be raised to £7.50, which is more than enough to employ killers. Jay-Z, I know you've got killers. Please don't send them at my head. He also said the same about Jeremy Corbyn, saying, hey, Jez C, I know you've got killers too. Please don't send them to my proposal for higher borrowing and slower growth. He's gone mad, Philip Hammond. It's like, and he dropped his mic and just walked out of Parliament. Shocking. Philip Hammond since been admitted to hospital with exhaustion. More on that, of course, as the story unfolds with Victoria this afternoon. His promoter, Live Nation, have promised to refund all tickets to Philip Hammond's gigs, by the way, over the next...
Oh, that's good.
It is good news, isn't it? I know you had one.
Yeah, I did. I couldn't wait. Yeah.
Anyway, we wish him all the best. Hello, I am, as mentioned, John Holmes. I expect you're bi-curious, as to what's coming up on today's Empty Promise. Well, there's headline hijack on the way. You know how it works. The news at 2 o'clock. That's right. It comes out of Victoria. It comes out of Victoria's mouth. This mouth. And it ordinarily contains the truth, because it is, to all intents and purposes, the news, and thus people believe it. However, at 2 o'clock, we put a made-up news lie in there to confuse those who aren't listening to this bit of the programme. Here's how you can get involved. Fib, fabricate and fake your way into Victoria's mouth. You wouldn't be the first. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
There's also Lonely Lunch Club on the way. As we welcome another member into the John Holmes 1 till 4 o'clock Talk Radio in the afternoon thing. Tupperware Hall of Despair. All you have to be is lunching alone. That is it. That is all we require of you. That is the criteria. Lunching alone. Get on the radio. Tell us why. Get in touch with us. Ask Broadcast will call you back. If you email this, lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk, you could win an exciting gift prize. Work experience punditry today as well. It's Hannah today, isn't it? Hannah. Hannah's new. She's in doing work experience. She's going to guide us through the pop-up railway arch spaces that are full of pop-up cafes where you can get a pop-up coffee whilst licking an owl or something. Yes, it's a roundup of hipster nonsense. There's the day's big stories. Viewed through the specific syllable prism of traditional Japanese poetry, it's the news in haiku. We'll be out on the streets once again to ram our microphones into the mouths of people as we find out what the people think. And today we're asking them, do they think water filters or antelope? Let us know what you think. Text us, water filters or antelope? There's the big debate at 3 o'clock. All your reactions on the way. The diversity paper review as well, as we tick-box our way through the most diverse feature in broadcasting. And there's your chance to win some meat in a game of Dead or Alive. If you'd like to get involved in that one, the number remains the same. It's 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
You can choose from chicken, beef or lamb. Genuinely, that is what we give away as a prize for that game. It's a budget thing. And we bring you some guests. As Angelos Epithemimou, he's the comedian Dan Rinton Skinner, he's going to join us to plug something, as per usual, when a guest comes in. Now, Ginger Dave is not producing. He's scouring Philip Hammond's statement for signs of discounted roofies. Ass Broadcast is through the glass, through the miserable window.
Oh,
that's the noise her arm makes.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Chloe's on the buttons today.
Hi.
Hi, Chloe. Chloe's just got engaged.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Show us your ring. Look at that. Look at that.
No.
How are you, Chloe? Congratulations. Was it a lovely occasion? What happened?
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Got engaged.
Too busy being engaged to sort out the levels on the microphone.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Got engaged, got wasted, got carried out the Groucho.
Great, well done. And that, my friend, is show business. Victoria's on the news.
Hello.
Did you get engaged?
Oh, I need to find someone to get engaged to.
Okay, fine. Hello, Cornelius. Hello.
Speaking of which.
Yeah, on a date tonight.
No, it's not a date.
Paid intern Cornelius.
Hello.
Have you seen the news about Heinz baked beans in the news today?
Yes.
They banned the Heinz baked beans advert where they've got people playing a tune on a can of beans, and they've banned it. I mean, Britain, really, under the grounds of health and safety, in case someone bangs a tin of beans and hurts themselves on the tit. I mean, anyway, just to prove it's perfectly safe, even though it's been banned as an activity, here's paid intern Cornelius with a can of Heinz beans. And he's going to, like in the advert, he's going to play perfectly safe. I mean, how ridiculous. He's just going to play a tune like in the advert. Okay, here we go.
My thumb!
I know. You should have closed the can. You just ripped your thumb open on a serrated edge.
Have some tissues, please.
Oh, well. Good afternoon, then. It is Talk Radio. In it, I am John Holmes, and you are very welcome. Let's start, to get us into the big story, with some music.
The summer sun is fading as the year grows old, and darker days are drawing near. The winter winds will be much colder now you're not. Watch the birds fly south across the autumn sky, and one by one they disappear. I wish that I was flying with them. Now you're not here.
Aww. From Jeff Wayne's War of the Worlds.
Like the sun through the trees, you came to love me.
Playing that song, of course, on Talk Radio.
Like a leaf on the breeze, you blew away.
But why? Why would I be playing a song on what is primarily a Talk Radio station? Why? Well, it's to do with today's big story. So what you do in the radio, you have a bit of production colour in the form of a song to link to the day's big story.
Through autumn's golden gown, we used to kick our way.
What? Any ideas what the big story might be then? Listen.
You always love this time of year.
This time of year?
No, it's a bit before that, about autumn, I was thinking.
Those fallen autumn. Leaves,
fallen leaves, look.
Okay. Is it perchance?
Yes.
The autumnal statement.
It is the autumnal statement, that's right. Philip Hammond's not here, of course. He's walked out of the House of Commons mid-statement. After delivering a rant about Jay-Z, an angry rant, mic dropped and just walked out of the House of Commons. He's suffering from exhaustion, apparently. They've taken him to hospital. But what has he said? What has he managed to get out of his fiscal mouth? We'll be discussing the autumn statement. Of course, it is a big story. And we're going to need a guest to do it with. So, Ask Broadcast is through the glass. For whatever that's worth. Hey, Cass.
I'm busy.
Yeah, unlikely. But anyway, could you get us a guest to discuss the
autumn? No, you're going to be rude. Be nice. Come on, try harder. Be nice.
Hi, Cass.
Mrs. Kettle.
Get out.
Could you get us a guest, please, Cass? Someone to talk about Philip Hammond's autumn statement is the big story.
What sort of guest? Because there's lots of different angles you could take on that.
Well, you know, you do it.
All right, fine.
All right. So we'll talk to someone about that next on Talk Radio. I am John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lift.
Black Friday at Sky is on now, with some fantastic offers for Sky TV customers. Like Sky Sports, half price for 12 months, saving you up to £165.
Oh, what a save!
Or Sky Cinema, half price for 12 months, saving you up to £108.
Bullseye.
Or why not get both, half price for 12 months?
Simply incredible!
Don't miss out. Search Sky Black Friday Upgrade now. Sky. Believe in better. New Sky Cinema and Sky Sports customers only. Sky Cinema £9, Sky Sports £13.75, or both £18 extra per month for 12 months. Then standard pricing applies. 31 days notice to cancel.
We don't know you. We don't know how far you can swim, how high you can climb, or how quickly you can put together a rifle. We don't know how fast you can run, how well you can drive, or if you can think on your feet. We don't know how strong you are, how confident you are, or what you're capable of. But then, neither do you. Yet. If you join the Army, together we'll help you become a better you. Search Army Jobs. Army. Be the best.
Looking forward to a pre-dawn tug of war over a giant flat-screen TV this Black Friday? No? Try the Nissan Black Tag event at our dealerships instead. From the 24th to the 30th of November only, there are huge extra deposit contributions on selected Nissan models. £3,250 on X-Trail, £2,500 on Qashqai, and up to £2,600 on Juke. All at 4.99% APR representative. Search Nissan Black Tag event. Ends 30th of November, but in a calm and orderly manner. Nissan. Innovation that excites.
Excludes Vizia, Nissan Finance. Subject to status over 18s. T's and C's at nissan.co.uk.
Amigo loans won't use your credit score. They can help you with a loan much faster than before. If the bank says no, go online and grab your guarantor. Simple loans from Amigo, that's what friends are for. To borrow up to £7,500 within 24 hours, visit amigoloans.co.uk today. You must be 18 or over, not bankrupt, and be able to afford repayments. Guarantor required who must pay if you can't. Representative 49.9% APR variable. Amigoloans.co.uk.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Merseyside, there's delays around Birkenhead caused by the closure of Park Road North, the A5027. There's been an accident near to Park Road West. In the Harbourne area of Birmingham, a water main has burst, flooding Harbourne Lane, the A4040, so it's closed around Metchley Lane. There's a breakdown on the M6 North near Birmingham as well, junctions 5 to 6, which is causing delays. There's still a breakdown on the southbound M1 in Northamptonshire, causing queues between 17 at Dunchurch and 16 at Daventry. And in Londonderry, the A6 through Dungiven is currently closed around the B64 because of an accident. I'm Joanna Adams.
It's time for the Ford Black Friday upgrade event. Save up to £4,250 on a new Ford when you upgrade your old car. It's on Friday, Saturday and Sunday. Oh, and even Monday. The Ford Black Friday upgrade event between the 25th and 28th of November. A Black Friday so amazing, it lasts until Monday. Go to ford.co.uk to find out more. Ford. Go further.
Available to retail customers only who own a vehicle 4 years or older. Saving advertised to the recommended retail price, including VAT. Contract from the 25th to the 28th of November and register from the 25th of November to the 31st of December 2016. Savings from £1,150 to £4,250 dependent on model. Certain models excluded at participating Ford dealers only.
Join me, the property doctor, Martin Roberts, as I make my house calls on Talk Radio.
Hey, my friends, why don't you phone Martin Roberts?
Will my house go down in value? Will it go up in value?
Take advice, he'll be there when you need a home, Martin Roberts.
Don't panic.
Martin Roberts.
Absolutely extraordinary.
Right to buy, you'll buy the let. Minimise your mortgage debt. You won't believe the tips you'll get. Martin Roberts.
With expert guidance on all things bricks and mortar, plus a healthy dose of home improvement tips, it really is the best prescription for essential property advice on the radio. Home Rule with me, Martin Roberts, this Saturday morning from 11
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
This is completely bizarre.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon, you're listening to Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. Just time for some of your reactions that have been coming in. Cornelius, you've got some reactions there, I understand.
Lots coming in, John. Georgie says he's got some clean-cut Kezza from Grabs, but I'm not really sure what that means.
Right.
John, I have been made thinner and weaker by adding water. That's from Diluted.
Thank you very much indeed. If you've got a reaction, do react it in this direction, 87222.
Start your message with the word.
Talk Radio on
Start
Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Right, let's talk about today's big story. Now all the leaves are brown and the sky is grey, and the sky is grey. Not my words, of course, but the words of Philip Hammond giving his statement about autumn as recently as now in the House of Commons. A lot of information we already have. Let's go live to outside, though, now, where we've just been out into the streets to find out people's reactions to Philip Hammond's autumn statement so far. This is outside.
I don't care, really.
Yeah.
Not bothered.
People reacting there to Philip Hammond's autumn statement. But what do we know? What do we know so far? It's still ongoing. He is talking. We know this. We know there's going to be a £2.3 billion housing infrastructure fund to help provide 100,000 new homes in high-demand areas. We know about £1.4 billion to deliver 40,000 extra affordable homes. We know about local growth fund in English regions. We know about business rates relief on new fibre infrastructure. We know various things. On the line now to talk us through the Chancellor guff. Tomorrow, we know, the papers will be rammed to the editorials with charts and graphs and clear-cut explanations of exactly what it all means for you and your finances, as usual. But let us steal a march, or more realistically, a middle of November on them by fading up the fader that opens line one of the studio telephone balancing unit and saying hello to Rajiv Nathwani. Hello, Rajiv.
Hi, John. How are you?
Very good, thank you. Thanks for joining us. Now, you're director of Quivira. You're a financial consultant. You're a financial expert. I know you've been watching the statement. What are we making of Philip Hammond's first go at this?
Well, I think exactly that. It's his first go. He looks like he's a nervous starter. He's tended to keep things very much the same. And he said, I'm deliberately not making this a list of specific projects.
Yeah.
That sounds like it's his first go, and he wasn't really expecting to do this 3 months ago, which sounds about right.
Yes, he hasn't had much time to prepare for it, has he, really?
No, and I think it's shining through. He's not... I mean, there's nothing in there that's groundbreaking or that we didn't suspect was coming. He's kept most things there or thereabouts. Business has been sort of... Business tax rates have been kept, as George Osborne had suggested. I think it's much about nothing. There isn't really too much in there for anyone to get too excited about.
Yeah, well, as we heard from the people we spoke to outside just moments ago, no one really gives much of a toss. I wonder, though, why the minimum... Well, not the minimum wage, of course. Let's be clear, it's the living wage. Now, he's rising... That's going up. That's going up from £7.20 per hour to £7.50 per hour. One question that I think is interesting is, A, what is... people talk about the minimum wage, talk about the living wage. What's the difference between the two? In terms of, you know, what it means to people.
So the minimum wage is what legally you have to pay someone as a bare minimum. The living wage is what the government has said is the bare minimum required to maintain, and I don't know the exact rules, but it's to have house, food, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
So I don't really know why they're not the same thing.
What's the minimum? What is the minimum wage at the moment?
I don't know the exact minimum wage. The living wage has gone up from £7.20 to £7.50.
That's right.
And I think it's a pound or so below that is the minimum wage.
That's what I thought. I think you're right. But what is interesting about that is that the government themselves have said that in order to live,
well, no, they're quite this. Yeah,
you need £7.50. Yet the minimum wage is less than. Yeah.
It seems crazy. This is what I don't really get. But you know, they sort of make these rules up as they go along. I think today he's announced three new rules, but the previous rules by George Osborne have been scrapped, so they weren't really rules in the first place.
Yeah. I mean, what's curious about it as well is that you get the impression that people deciding the national living wage, and indeed the minimum wage, are people who aren't paid neither the minimum nor living wage, but considerably more, and have probably never had to exist on either of them.
No, I think that's the irony of it all. And, I mean, we as a business pay significantly above the living wage, and I think even then we see that it's a struggle, especially in London, with things being as expensive as they are.
Yeah. What do you make of... this is interesting, because they're talking about scrapping the letting fees. This is in terms of rental properties. And what is interesting about this is that this is happening in Philip Hammond's statement, but the housing minister, that's Gavin Barwell, of course, said that a ban on agency letting fees was a terribly bad idea. He said this not long ago, and landlords would pass costs to tenants. Now, it seems to me, and I wonder what you think about it, Rajiv, is that it's like Philip Hammond and it's like the government, the cabinet aren't talking to each other. One's giving one message out, one's giving another message out.
Yeah, that's what it seems like. And with all of these things, there's knock-on effects. So I'm not surprised that one person's saying one thing and the Chancellor's saying another. And, of course, they've only been in the job together for a few months. So that joined-up thinking isn't quite there. And I think this having to read out, I think they said it was 66 pages, this particular autumn statement.
Yeah.
Probably top of Philip Hammond's priority list, but it's a spectacle event that he gets twice a year, so he had to do it. So in 3 months they've been together, but all the talk has been about Brexit. So letting fees, I'm not surprised that there's a difference of opinion. in the cabinet and amongst the government, they've not been working together for that long.
Do you think the answer to this is, the most arguably one of the most interesting things to have happened post-Brexit was that fight between two UKIP MEPs that had a difference of opinion? And I just wonder if, you know, we could end this, what is quite a dull autumn statement, to be fair, with perhaps Gavin Barwell steaming into Philip Hammond across the dispatch box and punching him out.
I think if they did that, there'd be a lot more people interested. I think your commentators outside who couldn't really give a toss, as you said, would probably be very, very interested, and it would get some good viewing figures, I think.
Good. Listen, thank you very much for talking to us. That's Rajiv Nathwani. He's the director of Quivira Financial Consultants, talking us through there what it means, the order statement will mean for the national living wage, the national minimum wage, and what it does for businesses and in the event that there's a fight. Now, you are listening to Talk Radio. We want your reactions, of course. How is the budget, the mini budget, the autumn statement going to affect you? Do let us know if you've got an opinion or a reaction. 87222.
Start your message with the word
at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Thank you very much. In the next half an hour, then, Lonely Lunch Club. If you're lunching alone, we want to hear from you. You could win an exciting gift prize. There's also the small matter of Headline Hijack on the way. A made-up news story in the news at 2 o'clock. It's just after 1:30. I'm John Holmes. Here's Victoria with the news.
Talk Radio.
A neo-Nazi who shot and stabbed the MP Joe Cox to death has been told he'll spend the rest of his life in prison. 53-year-old Thomas Mayer has been found guilty of murdering the Labour politician. Talk Radio's Alex Dibble is at the Old Bailey.
The judge said the killing in Birstall in West Yorkshire in June was so exceptional it had to be marked with a whole life term. Only the Home Secretary can now release Mayer, who was led away expressionless from the dock. Joe Cox's widow, Brendan, read a moving tribute to his late wife in court and said he had nothing but pity for her murderer, who was devoid of love and who killed a defenceless woman.
There's money for an extra 2,500 prison officers in the Chancellor's mini-budget, but Philip Hammond has been hitting us with an increase in the tax we pay each time we buy insurance. It'll go up 12% next June. The national living wage will also rise from £7.20 an hour to £7.50. Serial killer Stephen Port has been found guilty of murdering three young gay men in East London. The 41-year-old found his victims on dating apps and websites, including Grindr, before spiking their drinks. The jury is still deciding on its verdict over a fourth count of murder and several other charges which he denies. An undercover policeman is recovering after a group of teenagers stabbed him, inadvertently foiling a planned operation. One male has been arrested after last night's attack in Bow in East London. And seven people believed to be migrants have been found on a boat off the coast of Kent. The Coast Guard says three were suffering from suspected hypothermia this morning. The weather cloudy with outbreaks of light rain for the south, dry in the north with some sunshine, highs of 9 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
Thank you very much, Victoria. There's more in an hour as well, of course, because we at 2:30 welcome Victoria's bonus news. This came about, for those that may not realise, because Victoria's bulletins were slightly shorter. They're made shorter for reasons we don't understand. Yet she is still paid the same. So she has to make the time up, which is done via animal, vegetable or mineral news on consecutive days. Today, vegetable news.
Brilliant. Can I go now?
Well, I just wanted to ask you something. I want to read a text that's come in for you.
Okay.
And it says this. Hi, John. If I've counted correctly, Victoria and Cornelius are having their third date tonight.
It's not
third,
a date.
Third date. Does this mean they will be creating a little Victorious or a Cornelia? And that's just wondering, Chris in Braintree. So
I'm not going to have sex with Cornelius, Chris in Braintree. That's not on the table. And also, not literally, John. Also, we hung out at Glastonbury a bit. So maybe you should recount. I don't know whether you'd consider that, but it wasn't a date. None of them have been dates.
Are you going out with Cornelius?
No.
Tonight? Are you?
Well, a group. No, I answered before you said tonight.
Oh, are you going out with Cornelius tonight?
I will be going to the same place he is with other work colleagues.
I've pretended that other work colleagues are coming to trick her.
Nice, well done.
Into attending.
All right, little dates there.
I pretended that I was going as well, so
Cass,
Victoria would go.
Cass, why are you doing that? Why are you encouraging Cornelius's weird behaviour?
She believes in destiny.
And it's funny.
I need to go do some news. It's really busy today.
Off you go then.
Bye!
Huh? She might be too tired for you later, to your mother.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
Okay. Right, that's more news of... there you go, Chris in Braintree, by the way. I hope that answered your question. Right, Headline Hijack on the way next, after this message.
Every weeknight from 10 p.m, take a far-out trip into the twilight zone of late-night radio with Ian Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Lee. Unmissable late-night radio with the original king of unconventional conversation.
Ian Lee on air and off the leash.
My name's Ian Lee. I'm on at 10 o'clock at night, 10 till 1. It's going to be awesome.
The radio show for people who know the best part of the day is the night.
Make contact with Ian Lee.
Late night Ian Lee. Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio.
He is our friend.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon to you. I am what that bit of production just said. Now, there is, as I say, the small matter of Headline Hijack. It's on the way. There's also Lonely Lunch. If you're lunching alone, we do want to hear from you. Get in touch, because you could come on the radio and be inducted into the Tupperware Hall of Despair. That's all. That's all it takes. That really is... all it takes. We are at your beck and also your call to talk about whatever you wish. If you've been affected by Philip Hammond's autumn statement, then of course we are here to, you know, pretend it's Money Box Live on Radio 4. We'll take your financial-based call. Headline Hijack as well in a moment, but your reactions have been coming in, Connie.
Lots coming in. John, it's so interesting to hear the autumn statement. Nope, sorry, I'm mistaken. That's coming from... mistaken. Yeah. John, Philip Hammond looks like an older version of Raymond from Everybody Loves Raymond.
Thank you very much. 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
So, Headline Hijack then. In 22 and a half minutes' time, Victoria will be back, as you've just heard. Very busy with the news. In that news, however, will be a made-up fake news story. And you are invited to make it up. We call it Headline Hijack. It's there to confuse people not listening to this bit of the programme. That's how it works. So, here's what's been coming in. An email has been discovered that seems to suggest plans are being put in place to merge Manchester United and Manchester City into one team called the Manchester Chargers. Fans on Twitter have been outraged, with some suggesting they will make their own plans to move to Liverpool.
That's drastic measures.
From James. Thank you, James. Someone's coming. Cornelius, you've got one there.
Yes, there have been further woes for the UKIP party as more controversy has surrounded the bus used for the Leave campaign that said £350 million spent on the EU could be spent on the NHS. It has emerged that the bus used was actually a public bus that had been temporarily stolen and is normally used on the 154 route through Wolverhampton.
Thank you. The song Heroes by David Bowie, this has come in from Claire, has become the first song ever to be listed by English Heritage. From now on, it means that the song will not be able to be remixed or remastered by anyone, and also, when played on the radio, it must be played entirely in full, uninterrupted, followed by 10 seconds of silence for appreciation of it.
Are you going to do that on Virgin today, then?
I am sitting in on Virgin today, which is very much that if you end up with Victoria, is what she'll be doing. I'm calling you a virgin.
Oh, that's... not true. It is true.
It is true.
Shut up.
All right. So I am doing all week. I'm sitting in on Virgin Radio, our sister station, just
Drive
downstairs.
Time.
Drive Time.
Not
show.
Not at the moment. This isn't being simulcast.
No, that would be really weird.
They could just fade us up and down in between songs.
Just random bits of talk. Well, it more or less sounds like that anyway, to be honest. So probably wouldn't notice the difference. Anyway, between 4 and 7, I shall be on Virgin Radio presenting Drive Time and playing music at you and saying words in the gaps where the music isn't. That's kind of it. And you'll hear quite a lot of the same adverts that you get on here as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they do the one where the trade go. They do that.
Ah.
Where is that again?
And that new disturbing one where the Christmas carol just stops and it goes silent. You know that one?
Oh, yeah. We'll do that one. The station's broken.
Got that one.
Yeah.
Anyway, all of that. Right, Lonely Luncher on this station, which is Talk Radio, in the next bit of the programme. If you are lunching alone, come on the radio, tell us why you could be on the receiving end of a gift prize. And tell us how the Autumn Statement is affecting you. 87222... No, it's not. It's an email. Oh, you can get in touch. Oh, to hell with convention. 87222...
Start your message with the word talk.
I know, at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Or email lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. Or call us, 0344...
499 1000. We should say that messages, text messages, cost 25 pence plus your standard network rate.
There you go. That's all the admin and housekeeping done. Let's go to the adverts.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
eBay has lots of new gifts for the women in your life this Christmas.
Rob, don't forget we're at Neil and Donna's Christmas Eve.
Jewellery from Links of London.
Then we're up early Christmas Day to drive to Mum's.
Coffee machines.
And then we're at Judy's Drinks Party Boxing Day.
Designer fragrances.
So you can forget the football.
Portable radio. Discover new Christmas gifts you can click and collect at over 1,000 stores on eBay. The ultimate you can't go wrong with gifts for her this Christmas shop.
So, what do we know about WeBuyAnyCar.com? They buy any car, yeah. They have a snappy jingle, bum bum bada bum bum bum. And don't the adverts have a very charismatic presenter? No? Oh, but did you know how good WeBuyAnyCar.com is on price? Well, 7 out of 10 customers surveyed said the price they got for their car was fair. Can't say fairer than that. Enter your reg number now at WeBuyAnyCar.com. Terms and conditions apply. See WeBuyAnyCar.com/info.
Introducing the Sun's three-step mortgage repayment plan. 1. Pick up the Sun. 2. Collect 10 tokens from inside the paper. 3. Win £100,000 cash. That's three small steps for you, one giant leap to paying off your mortgage. Continues this week, part of the Sun's great giveaway, hey! Terms and conditions apply.
This is a live update for UK businesses. Right now, the world wants the UK's goods and services. Our reputation for quality and innovation means there are buyers around the world wanting to work with your business. The demand is out there. You should be too. Search Exporting is Great.
With the Pure Highway digital radio adapter in my car, I can be anywhere. I'm off to the pub, but I drop by Abbey Road. Past the lights, and I'm in New Orleans. At the left, I'm at Networth 96.
I must book those tickets.
Reminder, book tickets.
With Pure Highway, you can enjoy more great music with DAB digital radio and Spotify, make calls hands-free, and even connect with Siri, so you can be wherever you want, wherever you're going. Visit your nearest Halfords for a free fitting or find out more at pure.com. Spotify subscription may be required. Free fitting applies to Halfords purchases only.
I am an egg in your fridge. You could have me for dinner. Beat me with a fork and have some kind of egg thing. Or have something you're really in the mood for, like sweet and sour pork. And save me for breakfast.
The food you really want is just a tap away. Just eat. Find your flavour.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Merseyside, there's delays around Birkenhead caused by the closure of Park Road North, the A5027. There's been an accident near 2 Park Road West. In the Harbourne area of Birmingham, a water main has burst, flooding Harbourne Lane, the A4040, so it's closed around Metchley Lane. There's a breakdown on the M6 North near Birmingham as well, junctions 5 to 6, which is causing delays. There's still a breakdown on the southbound M1 in Northamptonshire, causing queues between 17 at Dunchurch and 16 at Daventry. And in Londonderry, the A6 through Dungiven is currently closed around the B64 because of an accident. I'm Joanna Adams.
It's time for the Ford Black Friday upgrade event. Save up to £4,250 on a new Ford when you upgrade your old car. It's on Friday, Saturday and Sunday. Oh, and even Monday. The Ford Black Friday upgrade event between the 25th and 28th of November. A Black Friday so amazing, it lasts until Monday. Go to ford.co.uk to find out more. Ford. Go further.
Available to retail customers only who own a vehicle 4 years or older. Saving advertises to the recommended retail price, including VAT. Contract from the 25th to the 28th of November and register from the 25th of November to the 31st of December 2016. Savings from £1,150 to £4,250 dependent on model. Certain models excluded at participating Ford dealers only.
Start your engines, petrol heads, and don't miss the Motor Show. It's automotive for the people on your radio.
Sports cars, pickups, 4x4s, GTI or coupe. What convertible is best to buy for a bloke who wears a toupee?
He's the motor mouth with the V8 brain. His car know-how is stunning. Listen to Revved Up Andy J and get your motor running.
The Motor Show with Andy J.
Expert car talk that doesn't use a sneaky gadget to improve emissions.
This Saturday afternoon from 3 on Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It is Talk Radio and I am John Holmes. Hello, 1:45. Very complicated today. Philip Hammond is currently walking out of the House of Commons. If you're just joining us, what's happened is Philip Hammond is doing his autumn statement in the House of Commons and he's just about three fiscal points in. He went a bit crazy. Started doing a rant about Jay-Z and Hillary Clinton and Facebook, and he's doing it now. He's just saying about Jay-Z. He's telling Jay-Z. Let me get the words right. He's saying, Jay-Z, I know you've got killers, but don't send them to my head. That's Philip Hammond there speaking, and he's calling Jeremy Corbyn Jez C, and he's saying the same thing. He's just announced the OBR forecast debt as a percentage of GDP being 87.3% this year, and that's up from 82.6%. And then his mic dropped and just walked out of the Houses of Parliament, apparently suffering from exhaustion, Philip Hammond, and he's voluntarily, and they haven't had to drag him to hospital, he's voluntarily been taken to hospital, Philip Hammond. And of course, we wish him all the best. The news is quite complicated, isn't it?
Oh, I can't get my head around it, John.
Neither can I, Cornelius. It's a very, very complex issue, or range of issues, as I've mentioned. But it's okay, because here on the programme, we lead one through it using the traditional news understanding method of Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Heinz Beans advert banned. Oh well, probably 56... more varieties.
The news in haikus. Right, let's kick open some mouldering pita bread doors.
Lonely, I'm Mr. Lonely.
Or Miss Lonely, or Mrs. Lonely, or X Lonely, if we're not being gender specific, like a modern form. It is the Lonely Lunch Club here on Talk Radio. We induct somebody who is lunching alone into the Tupperware Hall of Despair. That's what it's about. If you're lunching alone, if you are a lonely what lunch, then this, my friend, is the radio feature for you. Not only do you get to come on the radio and tell us why you're lunching alone, tell us what you're having for lunch, but also indulge in awkward chit-chat, which is very much a speciality of ours. We'll also call it idle. About whatever you like. Issues of the day, the news, the autumn statement. It can be anything you want to talk about. And one goal is to make your lunchtime fewer lonely for you. If you are lunching alone, you want to get on the list, lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk is the email. On the telephone now, and it's the telephone line we have in the studio that's based on the mathematical principle of pi. It's line 3.142. It's Stara. Stara?
Stara, that's it.
Stara.
Stara. Kind of like a star with a ra at the end of it.
Oh, right.
Stara. It's like Tara with an S on the front.
Yeah, that exactly. Yeah, that's just what I said, yeah.
Similar, yeah. All right. Oh, that's a very interesting name, Stara. It sounds like something out of He-Man and Masters of the Universe, doesn't it?
That's actually where it came from, to be fair.
Is it?
Yeah, no one gets that in the first guess, but...
Oh, look at that. Yeah. I'm going to call you She-Ra.
She-Ra, please. Please do, yeah.
Okay. It is an interesting name. I mean, it was your parents fans of He-Man? I mean, what's the...
Well, I mean, maybe, but I know that my mum, she was a big old hippie in her day, so yeah. I was going to be called Poppy, but the woman in the bed next to her told her not to, so then she called me Stara. So, you know.
I mean, Poppy, Stara, it's the obvious yeah. next choice, isn't it?
I mean, they go hand in hand. It's like, you know, green eggs and ham or something, yeah.
Yeah, well, I like it. And speaking of green eggs and ham, you're a trainee chef, right?
Barely.
barely a trainee chef. What is it, day one?
Day six or something. It all just flies by.
All right, okay. So where do you chef then? Where are you?
I'm chefing in the bistro in Ventnor down in the Isle of Wight.
The Isle of Wight?
Yes.
Wow. Right. Are you from the Isle of Wight or have you just gone over there to cook for the...
No, I'm from Wexford, down in the southeast of Ireland.
I was getting it wasn't an Isle of Wight accent. Yeah, I was picking that up.
What? But, yeah, just, I mean, where else would you go to train your chef?
Well, I don't know, anywhere else, really. I mean, I mean, I've been to the Isle of Wight, no offence, but they're a bit weird, aren't they?
Well, to be fair, that's why I fit in so easily, so you know, it'll just work out.
Yeah, so she's called Stara, she is a god. Have they begun to worship you yet?
They actually did. You know, I was going out for a walk earlier on, just all the houses had flags of stars outside of them, so I suppose that's me fitting in now, so...
Was it your first time to the Isle of Wight, or have you been before?
No, been before. So we moved over because my boyfriend's mum is living here with her husband, so we were living away in Sicily for a while, and they were like, where are we going to next?
When you say your boyfriend's mum is living there with her husband, being the Isle of Wight, that's also her brother, right?
brother and... uncle, something
something
else.
Like that. Yeah. Anyway, yeah, I knew this one.
Yeah, yeah, I have it mapped out somewhere.
Have you toured around the Isle of Wight? Then, I mean, it's actually you know, it's vet your inventor. Now, have you been across to the Needles? Have you done that?
I've done the Needles before. I do kind of tour around because say if you want to go shopping or something, have to go to Newport. So that's I get to kind of venture around Ventnor around that way.
Yes. Have you been to Black Gang Chine?
I think I walked past it once, I think. Yeah. Well, to be fair, I say you probably know the Isle of Wight better than I do, to be honest with you. But
well, you know, I have been several times. I mean, I really do quite like the Isle of Wight. The Carisbrook Castle, nice, right in the middle.
Robin Hill Country Park.
Was in Robin Hill, actually, the other week, because it had this festival of lighting for Diwali, and we went and they had... Bollywood dancers. Sorry.
Right, okay, I can see why you confuse the two, but it's fair enough.
Yeah. Dancers start with a B, and they had like ribbon dancers and everything. It was mad. It was great.
All right. Yeah. Well, listen, Stara, you are coming into the Lonely Lunch Club. That's the point. You're lunching alone now as a chef, as a trainee chef, 6 days in. What have you made yourself for lunch? Something exotic, I hope.
I was meant to have. Curry chicken boats, you know, like the little lettuce boats, but...
Lettuce boat?
Yeah, kind of, you know, so you replace, like, the tortilla, you replace bread with lettuce, but
that sounds like a terrible idea. I mean, no one's going to go and buy a loaf of lettuce, aren't they? What?
Well, this is the thing, because I forgot that I was meant to kind of... cut the lettuce into these kind of boat-shaped things, so it was basically just chicken salad in the end. But I mean, it was a nice idea, I thought.
It is a nice idea. Know. Don't whatever you do, don't leave lettuce boats lying around because the people of the Isle of Wight will try to get to the mainland to escape their harsh life.
Let us not do that.
So do care, because you know they do that.
I mentioned, but I think there's a knock on the door already.
They're after your lettuce boat now. So that's good. That's what you're having for lunch. The other question, of course, we have to ask our lonely lunchers is why are you lunching alone, Stara?
Well, I'm not working today, and I'm doing a bit of baking for the country market on Sunday. So I'm
what an idyllic existence you live, don't you? Doing a bit of baking for the country market on Sunday. What about that? That's nice. What are you baking?
So I'm doing some brownies and carrot cake.
Right.
So I have the brownies in the oven there now. So I'll do another batch there when I get off the phone.
This is good. So you've taken the day off to do this, or I mean, the reason you're alone? Can you bake in company, or have you deliberately chosen to be alone?
I mean, you know, it's just such an intense thing, you know, you have to focus, you know, can't get anyone sifting the flour on me or anything. But, yeah. You know, it's just...
Are you a, when you're a trainee chef then, this ties in with that, do they teach you how to swear?
Well, I mean, I'm Irish. I already have that part down.
Good point,
so
actually.
You know,
I mean, don't do it now. We're on the radio. Clearly, that's.
I was just about to demonstrate, actually.
No, let's just leave that. but it's in terms of so the sweary chefs. I just wondered whether that's part of the training course. But
there is a module just on you know different dialects of swearing, different intensities. To say you know if you burn yourself, it's you know you say one thing, and then you know if you burn somebody else, then it's another level. And you know
Okay, good. That's you know I'm guessing that was day one.
Yeah.
All right. Well, look, it's nice to talk to you. The other question I must ask today, has Philip Hammond's autumn statement affected you?
Oh, I mean, yeah, as much as it could. Yeah.
Good, in-depth discussion there. Right, so, it's like news night, this, isn't it? Right, so, this is what's going to happen. You get to choose a gift prize now.
Oh, great.
For being inducted into the Tupperware Hall of Despair. What you get is a choice of a gift from a list of poor quality items. It's not. But all you have to do is pick one from the following list. You'll hear some music in a moment, and then you'll hear a list of gift prizes. And as I say, one of them, there's the music, one of them could well be yours. Then you'll get a brief description of what they are, and then you just get to choose at the end with what they're going to be. Sorry, it's just broken.
I'm ready.
Broken. I'm not ready. I've broken the computer. stop the... computer's broken. Never mind.
Do you still get a prize?
Bear with this one. Just fixing the computer there.
It's quite awkward.
Yeah. It's fine. When this goes out on the radio, we'll just edit that out.
Yeah. How's your lunch?
Yeah, I haven't really had any. I stole some of Cornelius's crisps.
Yeah, oh, I thought you did.
I actually ate the lot.
Yeah.
Anyway, here comes the gift prize music. And here comes a list of gift prizes.
A Talk Radio mug.
Yes, a more rock and roll, less popular version of an LBC mug.
Viewer.
Today's Metro newspaper with haiku scribbled on it.
Written on the train this morning, sat opposite Joe Dunford, who I went to secondary school with, who looked on peculiarly.
A Talk Sport mug.
Now on Talk Sport is Paul Hawksby, and in for Andy Jacobs is Chris Akabusi.
Really?
I don't know.
Okay.
A copy of A Portrait of an Idiot is a Young Man.
Ever wondered how teenage boys used to find porn before the internet?
Yeah.
This book will tell you, as will every other stand-up comedian.
All right, fine.
A TalkSport 2 mug.
Ray Stubbs is currently on TalkSport 2 discussing the versatility of the shuttlecock.
A 2016 TalkSport Colin Murray calendar.
The box that these calendars are in is currently next to a bin that's overflowing, so it has some rubbish in it also.
A 2016 Talk Radio John Holmes colander.
Due to a typo in an email, and thanks to pure coincidence, the ideal choice for a trainee chef.
Yeah, isn't it though? Look at that. We wanted a calendar, we ended up with a colander, don't ask. You could be the proud owner, I say proud, not proud owner, of one of those things. Star-ra-ra-ra.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's a tough choice, but, I mean, you couldn't say it better. It has to be the colander.
It's going
to
be the colander.
Yeah.
It's the chef choice. Listen, star-ra-ra-ra, it's been a pleasure talking to you.
And yourself.
Thank you very much indeed. That's Star. She's a trainee chef. She's on the Isle of Wight. Leave, run from them. And she's today's inductee into the Lonely Lunch Club Tupperware Hall of Despair. Now, small matter, once again, of Headline Hijacker. There will be a made-up news story coming next. It will be courtesy of you, if you've sent one in, and we've picked it. Because there can be only one made-up news story in the news at 2 o'clock. It's there to confuse those who aren't listening to this bit of the programme. As you know, it's Headline Hijack. And who has got their story in there today?
It's Shane.
Shane. Where's
Shane's from Macclesfield.
Okay. Shane in Macclesfield. Congratulations. You are today's Headline Hijacker on Talk Radio. Still to come on today's programme, then, you can win some meat in a game of Dead or Alive. We will go shortly to work experience punditry. Hannah is making her debut, reviewing some hipster nonsense. There will be a diversity paper review and, of course, the big debate at 3 o'clock. And a foreign correspondent on the phone talking us through a foreign story from somewhere foreign in the original foreign. I'm John Holmes, and you're listening to Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. 24-hour radio debate and entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Get your weekday morning started with the Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio with Uber. Get going every weekday morning from 6 as Talk Radio's turbo-tongued breakfast host sits in the driving seat for 4 hours of finely tuned radio. It's the breakfast show that keeps you fully fueled throughout the day. The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio with Uber. Driving with Uber can help you fund whatever you want to achieve. Go to drivewithuber.co.uk.
eBay has huge savings on top tech brands for this Black Friday.
Right, so the plan is to start queuing at the electrical store at the crack of dawn.
HD TVs and games consoles? Click.
Then I'll run across the high street to the phone shop.
Smartphones and tablets? Click.
Then jump the barrier by the alleyway to get to the camera shop.
First aid kits? Click. Grab a bargain on lots of the latest tech products and more. Just click this Black Friday on eBay. The ultimate beat the crowds on Black Friday shop.
With BMW navigation and Spotify integration as standard, the BMW 1 Series effortlessly combines information and entertainment with outstanding driving pleasure. And now the 5-door BMW 118i M Sport is available with monthly rentals from just £239. Visit your local BMW centre. The BMW 1 Series. Pure BMW. £4,269 initial rental, 36-month hire agreement, subject to status and availability for new vehicles ordered by 31st of December and registered by 31st of March 2017. UK only, guarantees may be required. Excess mileage and other conditions apply when you return the vehicle. BMW Finance.
This is a live update for UK businesses. Right now, the world demands quality goods and services that UK businesses can supply. From technology to the USA, education to Hong Kong, or offshore wind equipment to France. For help and support meeting this global opportunity, search Exporting is Great.
The big games keep coming on BT Sport, and UEFA Champions League games are as big as they get. Tonight, don't miss Arsenal challenge the mighty PSG at the Emirates, while Man City travel to Borussia Mönchengladbach. Then on Thursday, Man United face Feyenoord in the UEFA Europa League. And on Saturday, we'll bring you another huge London derby. Spurs go to Chelsea for the 5:30 kickoff. Four competitions, one venue. BT Sport. BT Sport customers can watch 42 Premier League matches, all of the UEFA Champions League games, plus up to 24 Emirates FA Cup matches.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
At just after 2 o'clock, good afternoon. I am John Holmes, here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, whole life term for MP's murderer. Jo Cox's husband calls her killing terrorism. And motorists benefit from the mini budget.
Talk Radio.
A white supremacist has been told he'll spend the rest of his life in prison for murdering MP Jo Cox. Thomas Mayer shouted Britain first while stabbing and shooting the Labour politician multiple times in West Yorkshire in June. This man was in a nearby cafe at the time. He spoke to Talk Radio on the day of the attack.
All of a sudden we could hear screaming like a stadium this time. It's not sort of like, you know, everybody saw something together, screamed and then stopped and then screamed with urgency.
The judge told the 53-year-old he was inspired by an admiration of Nazism to kill the mother of two. Here's Detective Superintendent Nick Wallen.
It's still hard to comprehend the magnitude of what happened in the quiet market town of Birstall on that day in June. The murder of Jo Cox is a tragedy on so many levels.
Her widow Brendan has given a statement outside the Old Bailey.
The killing of Jo was a political act, an act of terrorism. But in the history of such acts, it was perhaps the most incompetent and self-defeating. An act driven by hatred, which instead has created an outpouring of love.
In other news, a man has been found guilty of murdering three men he'd met on the dating app Grindr. 41-year-old Stephen Port from East London dumped all their bodies in a graveyard. The Chancellor has delivered his autumn statement to MPs exactly 5 months after the UK voted to leave the European Union. A fuel duty rise will be frozen for the seventh year in a row, which will save the average car driver £130 a year. While national living wage will go up from £7.20 an hour to £7.50, which works out as an extra £500 for full-time workers. And Northern Ireland's Football Association says it will robustly defend itself after FIFA launched disciplinary proceedings over the wearing of poppies. Both the IFA and the Welsh FA are now being investigated, despite agreeing not to wear the symbol during this month's internationals.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Cloudy with outbreaks of light rain for the south, dry in the north with some sunshine, highs of 9 degrees.
Thanks, Victoria.
It's all right.
Is there more in half an hour?
No, I only say that at 1:30.
I know, but as a rule, is there more in half an hour?
Yes.
There is, because it's bonus news day, isn't it, as well?
Ugh.
Vegetable news today.
I'm really busy today. I haven't even had a chance to look yet.
Yeah.
I don't want to do it.
Yeah, you got it.
Can we just pause it for a day, please?
No.
My bulletins have been longer because of actual news.
No, people look forward to it.
Well, it's highly unlikely.
Yeah,
I'll have it ready for half two.
Well,
FYI.
You just have to do something.
I don't want to.
This has come in as well. Why is Cornelius so keen on Victoria? Now, for those just tuning in, Victoria and Cornelius are having their third or fourth date tonight.
It's not a date. We've never been on a date.
You've been on four. Why is Cornelius so keen on Victoria? Does she dress, look and kiss like his mum?
Oh. I've never kissed him, so he wouldn't know.
We're all fascinated down here at the Dagenham and District River Wideners Social Club as to how this will pan out. That's from Kev Hawkins.
That would be a nice date venue.
Yeah. Maybe if you go down there with Kev, he'll buy you a loosener.
Do you know what? Someone tweeted me the other day offering to seduce me with some cereal.
Cornelius, did you tweet that? Is it true? When you came in here, by the way, what a revelation it was to hear that you have never tried custard. You've never eaten custard?
Only dairy-free custard.
Your mum's custard, you never eaten that?
She doesn't make custard.
Oh, well, you know. Have you ever tried Cornelius's custard?
No.
Tonight could be the night.
I love the fact you look so pleased with yourself. And it won't be, because it's not a date.
Okay, yeah.
And that wouldn't happen anyway.
It is.
It's not a date.
Okay. Right, so that's Victoria with the news. And now, it's Pete Abbott, with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Pete Abbott. Manchester City will qualify for the knockout stages of the Champions League if they win at Borussia Mönchengladbach tonight. Pep Guardiola's men have 7 points after four Group C games and sit second in the table. Elsewhere this evening, Celtic look to avenge a 7-0 defeat by Barcelona when they meet in Glasgow, and Arsenal and Paris Saint-Germain battle it out to lead Group A, having both already secured a spot in the last 16. Leicester midfielder Danny Drinkwater has until 6 o'clock this evening to respond to an FA charge of violent conduct. The England international appeared to elbow Watford's Vallon Barami during the Premier League Champions defeat on Saturday. Sunderland's Paddy McNair is set to miss the rest of the season after rupturing knee ligaments during Saturday's 3-0 Premier League win over Hull. And former England rugby union fly half Rob Andrews says he's been looking for a job in cricket for a while after becoming chief executive at Sussex. He left his role as the Rugby Football Union's professional rugby director earlier this year. That's the latest sports news, powered by TalkSport.
And finally, questions have been raised as Carol Vorderman has been filmed in a restaurant in Manchester while she's supposedly in the jungle in Australia for I'm a Celeb. Daniel Marks, who filmed the video, has said he wasn't sure if it was the celebrity until her table appointed her to split the bill, which she did with unusual ease.
Thank you very much indeed, Victoria, there with the live news, and Pete there with the pre-recorded sport. Thank you, Victoria. Thank you very much.
It's okay. Bye.
Okay. What time's your date start?
It's not a date!
Okay. 8 minutes past...
Seven.
What?
Starts at seven.
All right. 8 minutes past 2 o'clock. We'll do Work Experience Punditry next.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. This is a produced radio promo
with special effects devised to get your attention.
This is where I can tell you what you can win.
I'll say it again with effect.
What you can win.
Now I speed up to emphasize how important it is. A massive big prize followed by another big prize and an opportunity to win the overall prize.
The overall prize.
The overall prize allows you and somebody you know to do something amazing.
Thanks to this radio station.
This radio station.
Now the details.
Listening to this radio station lots and lots of times. Keep track.
track of all the things that we do. We may ask you what we did. If you can tell us, there's a chance you could win. It's only a chance, mind. There's no guarantee. You then go to an impossible draw up against thousands of other listeners.
But then, you could win the ultimate prize.
Ultimate prize!
The only way to tell you is on a radio-produced promo. Big bang to finish the whole thing off.
Yeah. Right, good afternoon. You're listening to Talk Radio. Now, we are, of course, bringing... We know, and do you know, that we are your conduit to the world of news and show business. And today is one of those days, because if you're out and about and you've spotted a celebrity, then, of course, we want to hear about it, and we want to hear it from you. It's a semi-regular feature. If you've spotted a celebrity, we do want to...
Spotted.
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 Spotted. Then let us know who you've spotted.
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 Spotted. By texting us on 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's already on Twitter.
Start your message with the word... Oh, what is it again?
I don't know, I've forgotten. John, this has just come in here. Spotted.
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 Amy Childs from TOWIE, John, saw her this morning, sitting at the back of a UCL lecture on quantum physics and nuclear fusion. Just spotted.
Spotted!
So if you've spotted a celebrity, do let us know. Cornelius, what have you got?
Alex sent this one in on Monday. News just in, John Prescott has been spotted.
Spotted.
Spotted at Trump Tower in his underpants, smashing eggs on his head and punching random passerbys in an apparent protest against Trump's presidency.
Another argument one here, actually. Another punchy one. I, well, this has just come in. Hi, John. Spotted.
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 Rowan Atkinson punching a man in the throat for suggesting that Grease 2 wasn't the pinnacle of modern filmmaking. in a row in a branch of HMV. Spotted.
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 I saw Terence Trent D'Arby. John, deliberately bruising fruit in Waitrose. Spotted.
Spotted.
If you've got a spotted, if you've spotted any spotted celebrity out and about, of course, treat us like a sort of crappier version of Heat magazine, even though it's quite crappy already, and tell us which celebrity you've spotted, because I know spotted that the nation... Spotted.
Spotted.
What the nation wants to know. Which celebrities you've spotted.
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 Doing what? Out and about. Right, it's 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's already...
Start your message with the word...
It's really difficult. Hannah Rose. Is making her debut as work experience pundit. If you are a regular listener, you'll know that, yeah, well, so other radio shows might well review things, films, music, TV, etc. And yeah, yes, so do we, because, you know, that's what you do on the radio. However, as are all done by work experience, the advantage? For them, it's a gateway to the industry. For us, we don't have to pay them because of their work experience. She's new, she's joined us, she's talking about hipster nonsense. It's Hannah. Hannah Rose or Hannah?
Hannah Rose. Let's go for
it. Definitely Hannah Rose.
Yes.
I quite like that. Hannah Rose. Is that you being pretentious or is that like how it started?
It's me ignoring my last name, which is really not worth saying on radio.
Oh. Well, there's a mission to find out. More of that later. Right, OK. So hipster nonsense, Hannah. Welcome, by the way.
Thank you.
To whatever this is. And you are from where?
I'm from Sheffield originally.
Sheffield originally. Yep. Sheffield with its bronze bear in a pit.
Yes.
Yep.
And its steel madness.
Yes. There is. If you go to Sheffield, there's an old bear pit in the park, and they put a statue of a proper bear in it. It's,
really?
Yeah, it's great.
And a statue of Madness, the band.
Yes, made
of steel.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's great. Great place. Anyway, but here's Hannah Rose from it. And hipster nonsense, Hannah. What have you got? What is in the hipster nonsense bag today?
So, first of all, I'm going to be telling you about the Happn app that's been advertised a lot on Facebook recently.
The what is it?
Happn app.
Happn app.
Happn app.
Yeah.
And the tagline on the website says, Happn, the newest, hottest dating app, is so surprising.
Yeah.
So to me, that doesn't fill me with confidence, to be honest.
Doesn't it?
It's quite a creepy concept. So basically, it lets you find people you've walked past before or been in the same place as. So if you're at a restaurant and you see somebody that you like the look of, you can find their profile afterwards and send them a message.
That is sinister.
That is so weird.
So you can find someone that you just in a restaurant.
Yeah.
But how do you know? What do you do? Take their photo?
Their profile comes up. So if they have the app too.
Oh, and they're switched on.
Yep. It can find them after the event.
After the event after or the during? Event. Can't you contact them during?
Even during.
The event? Right.
But I would hope people wouldn't go that far.
Yeah. I mean, dating apps all the rage, of course. Their success rate for Cornelius at least is poor. But I mean, where do you go? You know, they're all there's the swiping one. The wiping one, the cleaning up one, they're all the same, but more or less. Are they? I mean, I don't want to pry into your life, but are you on a dating app?
I'm not currently on a dating app, but my friend did tell me about one a few weeks ago called Bristler, where you can find people who have beards. So it's...
I mean, that's getting into the world of fetish.
It is.
Isn't it?
It's equally as creepy as Happn.
Right, so Happn then is... So if I saw someone in a restaurant, I thought, I like them. I don't know them, but I like the look of them.
Yeah.
Right? Then I and if they're on it, it'll tell me that they're in there. They're in the restaurant.
They're all yours.
Right? I see. And so, what are you spoke? But how does it? If you're messaging them after, why not do it there and there? I mean, I don't. Oh, well, I know. Why not just go and speak to them? You know, like in the old days.
Keep it old school.
I mean, okay, it's awkward if they're out with their other half.
Yeah.
I suppose. I mean,
that's another issue.
In a restaurant, you sort of go, oh, hello, I'm having quite a boring meal with my other half. The other half of that half looks really hot, so I'm going to message her later.
Mm.
Or something. I don't know. I don't know. I mean, is dating apps still hipster now? I don't know that they're so ubiquitous that you know, unless it's providing another service. So when you got, you know, it's a particular app that I don't know is made of cereal. Or square beards. I mean, Bristler is quite hip and hipster because I can see why people might like a hipster beard,
yeah.
For instance. But just a generic dating app. I don't know. It's
it's on the edge.
Yeah, I suppose so. Yeah, Cornelius, you went on
what
on a dating app once, didn't you?
No, not really. I don't think I've ever done them.
Well, that's funny because we all found your profile on Tinder when we were laughing at you.
Yeah, I am on it.
Yeah.
Well, I was on it. Yeah. Yeah, I've never really used it, though. I say I never really use it. I never really had success with it.
Or anything.
Yeah.
What you need to do, Hannah, is invent a hipster way for people like Cornelius, who are, let's say, ugly, to find love.
Yeah.
Do you know about his mum?
No, I don't.
Oh,
please
right.
tell me.
Okay. It's quite interesting, actually, because Cornelius, his mum, he went on a date.
Right.
This is a while ago. And his mum walked him to the bus stop.
How old were you at this time?
Just last year. Walked him to the bus stop. And then at the bus stop, he admitted to his mum that he had he'd never kissed a girl. So his mum at the bus stop taught him how to kiss.
Please tell me this is a true story.
True, absolutely true story. Absolutely true.
You need to get on Bristler.
Yeah. His mum does have a beard, so that's... Hannah, we've got to take traffic and travel break. What tease us with where we're going next?
So next I'm going to be talking about this season's must-have, the puffer jacket, which I'm sure you'll hate because I've heard you despise all these hipster trends.
Yes, I do. That's true. Yeah. All right. Okay. So Hannah Rose is with us. She's new. She's doing work experience. She's being our pundit today. We're talking about hipster nonsense. And we will bring you that and more. I'm going to stick my neck out and say more in the next bit of the programme. You're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Hope.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
It's the radio show where listening is highly recommended. Home Rule with Martin Roberts on Talk Radio in association with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Whether you're looking to own, rent or just improve a pad, get essential advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Pick up the keys to stress-free house happiness. Home Rule this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time every time, even when a property is empty. Go to northwooduk.com to find out more.
Black Friday at Sky is on now, with some fantastic offers for Sky TV customers. Like Sky Sports, half price for 12 months, saving you up to £165.
Oh, what a save!
Or Sky Cinema, half price for 12 months, saving you up to £108.
Bullseye.
Or why not get both? Half price for 12 months.
Simply incredible!
Don't miss out. Search Sky Black Friday Upgrade now. Sky. Believe in better. New Sky Cinema and Sky Sports customers only. Sky Cinema £9, Sky Sports £13.75, or both £18 extra per month for 12 months. Then standard pricing applies. 31 days notice to cancel.
Whether you're saving for a new playroom for the kids or a tropical adventure to see some real cheeky monkeys, the money you're putting aside is perfectly safe, protected by the FSCS up to £75,000, should anything happen to your bank, building society or credit union. It's completely automatic, free of charge, and you'll get your money back within 7 days. You'll probably never need us, but it's good to know we're here. Search FSCS Protected.
Van Buster now on. Sharp Sam, just 83 pence per large bag. Excludes VAT at 20%. Trade point. Trade brands. Trade prices. Trade only. Trade point.
Mercedes-Benz vans. 0% APR, 100% behind businesses like Morris Vermaport Lifts.
The 24-hour service is very beneficial to our business, of course, because we are a 24-hour business ourselves.
Get 0% APR representative on new Sprinter, Vito and Citan vans with a £250 finance contribution.
The whole package was very competitive. The van itself was probably the most competitive out there.
We keep businesses moving. Find your nearest dealer at mbvans.co.uk. Business users only. Hire purchase only. Maximum term 36 months. Minimum deposit 20% plus VAT of the vehicle. Credit approvals by 31st of December 2016. Mercedes-Benz Finance.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
In Greater Manchester, Rochdale Road through Royton, the A671, still closed because of subsidence. Severe delays just south of Birmingham in the Selly Oak area, with the A4040 flooded and closed near to the Selly Oak Triangle. Not too far from that, through Willenhall in the West Midlands, the eastbound side of the Black Country route towards the M6 at Junction 10 is closed because of an accident. That's causing severe delays. North of Worcester, the A449 through Umbersley remains closed because of a vehicle fire, and Londonderry's A6 through Dungiven is still closed near the B64 because of an accident. I'm Jarena Adams.
No one warned us. No one said you were going to lose both engines at a lower altitude than any jet in history.
Simulations showed that you could make it back to the airport.
Not possible. I felt it go.
From director Clint Eastwood, critics are calling it a triumph. 5 stars.
Brace for impact. What if I didn't get this wrong? What if I endangered the lives of all those passengers?
People call you a hero.
I don't feel like a hero.
Sully, Miracle on the Hudson. In cinemas December 2nd. Certificate 12A.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
On the next Full Set Breakfast, James Buckley, the in-betweener, explaining Black Friday. Confused? You won't be. Tip-top showbiz news, plus your chance to have your say on the big burning question of the day. If it's on your mind, better call Paul on Talk Radio.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, as you know, Chancellor Philip Hammond has revealed his budget plans this afternoon. This is, of course, his autumn statement. He delivered up to 3 points before going into some kind of crazy rant about Jay-Z and Hillary Clinton, and then dropped his mic and just walked out of the Houses of Parliament. What we do know is that the national living wage has gone up from £7.20 to £7.50. No plans for further welfare savings in this Parliament. £220 million to reduce traffic pinch points, more than £1 billion for digital infrastructure, and then he implored Jay-Z not to send killers at his head, as I say, before dropping the mic and walking out. All the remaining dates of the Chancellor of the Exchequer, Philip Hammond's tour, have been cancelled. If you've got tickets to see him, they will be refunded by the promoter. That's the news this afternoon. However, it's all quite complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
Don't worry, Cornelius. Many people can't. And that's why we are here to help, of course. The news explained to you, broken down into its component parts. When you break the news down into its component parts, what are its component parts? Well, I shall tell you. Japanese poetry. 5 syllables, 7 syllables and 5 syllables. We present the news in haikus.
Thank you.
Galloway attacked by Glitterbomb. At least now he looks fabulous.
News! In haikus. Our very own George Galloway. Talk Radio's Friday night George Galloway there was attacked with some...
glitter.
Glitter. Right. It's time for more work experience punditry. I don't know whether some of it landed on his hat or not. I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering.
Because he's got quite a wide brim, hasn't he, Galloway? Mm. And you could.
That's what it's for, collecting glitter.
Well, it is nearly Christmas as well. You know, like it's a Christmas Galloway. It's a nice thing, isn't it? We could hang him up and decorate
him. Yeah, in the office.
Yeah, you know, by the neck.
That'd be nice.
Obviously. Pop him on the top of a tree. Anyway, Hannah Rose is with us. She's our work experience. She's doing work experience punditry. It's her first crack at hipster nonsense. Already we have discussed another sinister-style dating app. And now I understand, with Christmas and a glittering Galloway in mind, we're going where? Hipster nativity?
Yeah, I'm really excited about this one.
Oh, are you?
It's so weird.
I'm going to hate it, aren't I?
You are.
Yeah.
So here we've got... I'm here to tell you about the new Hipster Nativity set that is available to buy online. It's a modern take on the birth of baby Jesus with scenes such as three wise men on segways, Mary and Joseph with a man bun taking selfies, and it's a bit Black Mirror.
Is it?
It is. It's like the first episode of the new series.
Right, which I haven't seen, so, you know, don't
you need
spoil
to watch it.
All right.
I won't.
Good. So this, I mean, the problem is with the hipster stuff, it kind of pervades everything. Already the hipsters, as we know, have taken over the cafes. Right? You can't walk around without a pop-up this and a cafe that, and you can't just go into a simple cafe anymore and have a cup of tea because they'll give you a cat to hold or something ridiculously pop-up. Right? And now the hipsters have taken on Jesus. Now, given that Jesus, for many, was the original hipster...
For many, yeah.
I mean, if you think about it, beard, long hair, mankles, curing lepers. I mean, that's what the hipsters do, isn't it? You can't walk around Shoreditch or the East End of London without seeing the man bun beardy people curing the lepers.
Yeah, that's why there's no lepers in Shoreditch anymore.
They cure them all.
Yeah.
Kill them all. They heal the sick, and they bring the water. They turn the water into hipster wine, don't they?
Vegan goods.
Yeah, vegan loaves and fishes that they've got. The hipsters.
Vegan loaves and fishes.
That's what they eat.
It actually says on the box 100% organic cow eating gluten free food.
I hate it. So you can buy this, what, to set up round... How big is it? I mean, it's not life-size, is it?
I'm assuming it's just a miniature.
Yeah.
But I think that's enough of it, really.
That
I
is,
don't need
it?
A life-size.
Is there are there animals?
There are animals, there's a vegan cow.
A vegan cow, yeah, yep. Of course there is, yeah.
What, it's got no meat in it?
No. It's just bones of a cow. That wouldn't be vegan either, would it?
I'm assuming you're not a vegan.
You'd be right. Are you?
I'm not.
No. Good. Are you anything?
I must not be a proper hipster. I can't be pigeonholed.
No.
With the veganness.
Okay. So there's a cat. There's a cattle that's not really lowing. It's just sort of there.
Moaning.
Yeah. What else is in the packet? Is there a sheep?
There are. The three wise men on segways are also taking a picture of the whole thing and putting it on Instagram with hashtag baby Jesus and no filter.
Just unbelievable.
I mean, what an excellent insult to their religion.
Yeah, yeah. I bet they haven't done it with Islam. Have they? Bet they haven't dared do that. Yeah. Mind you, the box would have to be empty because you can't depict the... so you couldn't... Could you? That'd just be it there.
Yeah, let's move on.
Okay. But it's interesting. I mean,
aren't they carrying Amazon packages as well?
Yeah, there is something about that as well.
The shepherds bring Amazon gifts.
Right. Don't tell me. It's not. I bet baby Jesus is lying in a pret-a-manger.
And it says they found the baby without Google Maps as well.
Just. Just hateful, isn't it? I almost want one of these just so I can smash it up. I hate it. What's next? Finally.
Last but not least, yeah. I'm going to be talking about the puffer jacket.
Yes.
I am guilty of conforming to this trend. I've got one in the back here.
But a puffer jacket isn't... Why is that hipster? That's been around for a long time. Or
it's so daddy that it's hipster.
I don't know what that means. It's so dad-like.
Yeah, you can see your dad in one, and yes. He almost
you can't see my dad
cool.
in one.
No,
no,
my dad's got one himself.
Has he?
He feels super cool with that on.
So what? So the dad trend is now.
It's got a bit cooler.
Dripped down into hipster world.
Onto the children, yeah.
Right,
but it's the bigger and brighter, the better. That's how you can tell the practical people from the actual hipster. So it's the tone.
Right, what's yours?
Mine is baby pink, so it's somewhere in between.
Of course.
I saw the hate on your face.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Now I'm right on. Puffer jacket is the most poisonous of jackets. You can't. Is that right?
Yeah. If you eat it, it has to be cut very carefully.
Yeah, very carefully. Only trained chefs can cook a puffer jacket. And you can only eat a certain part of it because of the poison sac.
Mm.
Yeah. I mean, you've got a pink one that's the most poisonous.
Uh-huh.
And if you do want to eat one, you have to. I think it is trained chef. You've got a specially trained chef.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I couldn't do it.
Not anyone can cook a puffer jacket. It would. It would kill you, the most venomous of all jackets.
It's better than the trench.
The trench.
Trench coat.
Yeah.
That's been and gone, though.
Is it?
We're lucky.
I mean, I'm looking to you for... Did you have a trench coat when
I've never had the trench coat.
All right.
I think I need a moustache to carry that off.
All right. Like your mum again. Back to that.
Are dad things really cool, then?
I feel like they are, yeah.
It's like the new place to hang out at the airport way before the flights due.
Or on the bench in Topshop waiting for your daughter to try things on.
Yeah. That's the new hipster thing. Yeah. Honestly, the last time I sat around in Topshop waiting for people to try things on, I just got thrown out.
They serve your drinks now.
So next time I do that, I'm just going to say I'm a hipster.
I might just become an alcoholic like my dad.
Yeah.
Oof.
Good. On that cheery note, Hannah, thank you for coming in. Hannah Rose.
No worries.
Thank you very much. That was hipster nonsense. And yes, I think we can agree that was nonsense. So good. More work experience punditry tomorrow when we bring you geeky, gadgety stuff, of course. In the next bit of the programme, then, there will be a diversity... Oh, no, hang on. We've got a guest in, haven't we?
Yes.
We've got guest action. I forgot.
Mm.
Angelos.
Angelos Epithemou.
I can't say that. The actual comedian Dan Renton Skinner will be joining us to talk about his tour with Barry from Watford that they're doing. After the news and so forth at 2:30 on Talk Radio with Victoria.
Talk Radio.
Far-right extremist Thomas Mayer will spend the rest of his life in jail for murdering the Labour MP Joe Cox. The 53-year-old shouted Britain first as he gunned down and stabbed a mother of two in Birstall in West Yorkshire in June. Talk Radio's Alex Dibble has more from the Old Bailey.
When the sentence was passed, Joe Cox's parents looked overcome with relief. They hugged their legal team as Mayer was led away. Joe's widower, Brendan, spoke outside court.
For the person who did this, we have nothing but pity that his life was so devoid of love and consumed with hatred that this became his desperate and cowardly attempt to find meaning.
It's emerged Mayer, who chose not to testify in his trial, asked to address the court today, an application rejected by the judge.
Elsewhere, serial killer Stephen Port has been found guilty of murdering three young gay men to fulfil his depraved sexual fantasies. Jurors are still deliberating on a fourth murder charge, which the 41-year-old denies. It's claimed car drivers will save £130 a year thanks to one of the Chancellor's surprise announcements in his autumn statement. Fuel duty is being frozen for the seventh year running. Philip Hammond has also announced a 30p rise in the national minimum wage, which will come in April. And the Irish and Welsh Football Associations say they will contest any charges brought by FIFA over the display of poppies near Armistice Day. Football's world governing bodies open proceedings over acts of remembrance at their World Cup qualifying matches. England and Scotland are already facing charges. The weather cloudy with outbreaks of light rain for the south, dry in the north with some sunshine and highs of 9 degrees. Is more in half an hour.
Thank you very much, Victoria Bourne, with the news there. Now, there's not more in half an hour, though, is there?
There's more now.
There's more now because Victoria's bulletins are smaller.
Well, today they're not. They're quite long today. I've been overrunning. So I don't really think I should have to do this.
Hmm.
But you don't agree with
that. People look forward to it.
You say that.
I mean that.
Hmm.
Every day, Victoria does bonus news, animal, vegetable or mineral, to make the time up because her bulletins are shorter.
Not today.
Not today. He gets paid the same money. However, We're still going to be doing it because we bring you animal, vegetable or mineral news on consecutive days. Today is
Vegetable News.
New research suggests that vegetable compounds can improve brain function. It's claimed carrots, pumpkins, peppers, tomatoes, which are actually a fruit, potatoes and oranges, also a fruit, could all help with things like improving memory and verbal fluency.
Oranges are not the only fruit.
They're not, no. There are lots of fruits. Let's not just name fruits.
They improve what?
Apples.
Pear. Memory and verbal fluency.
You should eat some.
Thanks. I have been eating more vegetables recently since I stopped eating meat a month ago. Anyway, a company selling packeted vegetables in plastic are having them recalled because of issues with dipping hummus. Taylor Farms is recalling the product. Apparently, it's not received any reports of illnesses associated with the recalled items, but it is taking a precaution.
Dipping hummus?
Yeah, I'm just reading what I've been given. I haven't written this today because I've been doing actual news.
Who was our vegetable correspondent?
Vegetable correspondent?
Who wrote the news?
The lovely girl who's on work experience, who no one's bothered to introduce me to. Hannah. Thanks, Hannah. Anyway, earlier in the week, we heard that eating 5 a day as advice might not be realistic. So, one of the UK's leading doctors is saying we should have 2 a day instead of 5. She's the new chair of the Royal College of GPs, Dr. Helen Stokes Lampard. And she says lots of people struggle to afford the recommended amount of daily portions, but Public Health England insists 5 a day is affordable and achievable. And finally, the best till last, from Illinois. There's going to be a new and exciting conference for vegetable and fruit buyers, producers, processors and distributors soon. So watch this space.
We'll have to get you down there.
Yeah.
You can send me there. I'd like to get away from here for a bit.
Hi, John.
Vegetable news.
Thank you. Stephen Sullivan's been on and says, hi, John. I saw Cornelius and Victoria.
That's not true.
Wait. At Glasto, up a tree. K-I-S-S-I-N-G.
And then
he writes, then again, it could have been his mum.
I'd like to say that I'm a lot younger than Cornelius's mum, so thanks,
mom,
Steve.
Why would my mum and Victoria be up a tree? Makes no sense.
I don't know, trying each other's dipping hummus? I don't know. From the news, though. Anyway, so...
it's not the same thing.
So, Victoria, thank you for that. Victoria's bonus...
Vegetable news.
Vegetable news. On Talk Radio. Right, in the next bit of the programme, Dan Skinner's here. He's, you know, an actor and a comedian and that, and he's going to be talking. He's going to be plugging something, let's be brutally honest. But before he gets here, we've been out on the streets. Now, as you know, there is much happening in the news. We've just heard certainly the vegetable side of it with Victoria. But that isn't the full picture. To get the full picture of what's happening in the world, what you need to do is go out onto the streets to find out what the people think. Every single day we send our crack team of reporters, so-called because they are a team of reporters that are addicted to hard drugs, out onto the streets to put their microphones into the faces of the people to find out what the people think. We ask them every day. Today we've asked them, do they think water filters or antelope?
Antelope.
Water filters.
Antelope.
Water filters.
Water filters.
Water filters.
Antelope.
Antelope.
Water filters.
Water filter.
Antelope.
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 Water filters.
Antelope.
Water filters.
Water filters.
Antelope.
Antelope.
Water filters.
Antelope.
Water filters.
Antelope.
Antelope.
Water filters.
Water filters.
Water filters.
Antelope.
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 Water filters.
Water filters.
Water filters.
Antelope.
Water filters.
Water filters.
Antelope.
Water filters.
Antelope.
Water filters.
Antelope.
Antelope.
Water filters.
Water filters.
Antelope.
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 Water filters.
Antelope.
Water filter.
Water filters.
Income tax threshold raised to £11,500. But yet the people on the streets are saying water filters or antelope. But what do you think? We know what they think. We've just asked them. But this is a Talk Radio station. And we need to know what you think. So the question is, But I'm asking you right now. Get in touch. Do you think water filters? Antelope. Let us know. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or you can use Twitter at talk radio.
Start your message with any word you'd like. As long as they are water filters or antelope.
That's right. Well done. Good. So, in the next bit, we'll be talking to Dan Renton Skinner about things that he is plugging. All will become clear. There's also the big debate at 3 o'clock. Don't forget as well, before 4 o'clock, you can win some meat in a game of Dead or Alive. It's a budget thing. You can choose from chicken, beef or lamb, but we do have it to give away. If you'd like to come on the radio to play a game of Dead or Alive, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's correct. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Start your money-making journey and drive with Uber. Go to drivewithuber.co.uk.
My name is Ilana. I'm 35 years old. Because I want to be an actress and hopefully with help of Uber flexibility, I can become famous. It was a challenge for me, for a female driver, because from beginning I thought, oh, you know, people might react to me differently because I'm a blonde woman. I think it's a great opportunity for any woman because, you know, like some women, they don't know what to do and they have dreams to achieve and maybe they have ideas, but they don't know how to achieve it yet, and or maybe they're going towards it by studying or something like that. So I think it's a great opportunity for any female to join Uber.
Start your money-making journey and drive with Uber. Go to drivewithuber.co.uk.
The big games keep coming on BT Sport, and UEFA Champions League games are as big as they get. Tonight, don't miss Arsenal challenge the mighty PSG at the Emirates, while Man City travel to Borussia Mönchengladbach. Then on Thursday, Man United face Feyenoord in the UEFA Europa League. And on Saturday, we'll bring you another huge London derby. Spurs go to Chelsea for the 5:30 kickoff. Four competitions, one venue. BT Sport. BT Sport customers can watch 42 Premier League matches, all of the UEFA Champions League games, plus up to 24 Emirates FA Cup matches.
Please get ready to text a gift to help a child who is deafblind like Elliot this Christmas. Christmas is a magical time for children. But imagine if you're Elliot. Imagine not seeing the Christmas tree or hearing a carol. But today, your text could help light up Christmas for a child who is deafblind like Elliot. Just text TOY to 82727 to give £3 to Sense, a leading national charity. Your text could buy a sensory toy that introduces a child to wonderful new sensations. So text TOY to 82727 and make a child who is deafblind like Elliot smile this Christmas. That's TOY to 82727. Text costs £3 plus your standard network rate. Sense will receive 100% of your donation. Thank you.
Yeah, so you've matched a £1 million raffle number, so congratulations.
Goodness me, I don't believe that.
You will when you receive the cheque.
Oh my God, I'm shaking. I really cannot believe it.
You probably won't until you have that cheque in your hands.
Lovely.
Kath is just one of over 185 millionaires made in the last year. Anyone can win with Lotto. Play makes it possible. Game rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Greater Manchester, Rochdale Road through Royton, the A671, still closed because of subsidence. Severe delays just south of Birmingham in the Selly Oak area, with the A4040 flooded and closed near to the Selly Oak Triangle. Not too far from that, through Willenhall in the West Midlands, the eastbound side of the Black Country route towards the M6 at Junction 10 is closed because of an accident. That's causing severe delays. North of Worcester, the A449 through Umbersley remains closed because of a vehicle fire, and Londonderry's A6 through Dungiven is still closed near the B64 because of an accident. I'm Jarena Adams.
No one warned us. No one said you were going to lose both engines at a lower altitude than any jet in history.
Simulations showed that you could make it back to the airport.
Not possible. I felt it go.
From director Clint Eastwood, critics are calling it a triumph. 5 stars.
Brace for impact. What if I didn't get this wrong? What if I endangered the lives of all those passengers?
People call you a hero.
I don't feel like a hero.
Sully, Miracle on the Hudson. In cinemas December 2nd. Certificate 12A.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Drive with Sam Delaney on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Ladies and gentlemen, start your engines.
Fuel your appetite for adrenalized afternoon radio on the Drive Time Show that's going all over the country. Original afternoon entertainment with me, Sam Delaney. It's the superior work-to-sofa transmission system with intelligent presenter technology fitted as standard. Delaney, live at Drive.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. It is Talk Radio and it's just coming up to a time. I'm John Holmes and we bring you Guest Action. And we bring it to you in the form of comedian and actor Dan Skinner, who you will know. Yeah. And you're now about to know him more. Angelos.
Yes.
Yes. Now,
hello, John.
Hi there. How are you?
Yeah.
Air drumming really there, good. I notice.
Yeah, yeah. I used to play the drums. Did but, you? You get to a point where you have a drum kit in your house and you either go, right, I'm going to be a drummer or I'm going to be something else. And if you're going to be something else, the drums have to go.
Yeah.
And you have to sell those.
Did you put them you put them totally beyond you?
Oh, yeah,
you didn't
just lock
them in an attic or
something?
No.
I put them on... I was going to say eBay, but that didn't exist then. It probably stuck them in Loot. You know,
old school.
Yeah, in the back of the pages there. Yeah. I sold them for a ridiculously cheap price.
Yeah.
That's the way it goes with drums, John.
But you see, you moved on now.
Oh, yeah.
You don't need the drums.
Yeah, I know. I made the right decision. Let me tell you.
I'm going to be brutally honest with you.
Oh,
right.
God.
So the character you do, Angelos, right,
yes,
that people know, I struggle with saying the surname.
Oh, no, everyone does.
Oh, thank God. Because everyone's got a sort of word blindness on a word.
Yeah. Give it a go. What do you think it is? Give it ballpark.
Epithemia.
It's bang on.
Is it?
It's bang on.
Well, I look
on,
at it
mate,
and I have to look. I have to go.
Yeah, you can. Yeah.
Yeah. And
it's epithemia. I say epithemia. Ian Lee, your co-presenter,
yes,
was one or not my, whatever.
Yeah.
He calls it epithemia, but he does it, you know.
Yeah.
As a joke.
Yeah. Like Rod Hull and epithemia.
Very good.
Yeah.
Very
there's
good.
There's a future act for you.
Yeah, that's it.
If he
no
wasn't
one's
dead.
Got their hand up my...
haven't they?
No.
I find that hard to believe in showbiz.
No.
But listen. Well, let's get it out of the way. Let's get the plugging out of the way.
Yeah, great.
So the reason you're here, of course, is because you're going on tour.
Well, I am already on tour.
You're already on tour.
Yeah, we're on tour at the moment. We are midway through the tour with the Angelos and Barry show, the new power generation.
Yes.
Which is an unfortunate title, given the demise of Prince this year. But we didn't. We just plucked that name out of the air.
Yeah.
What's the name of the show? New Power Generation. I don't know why, but it just came in a dream.
Mm.
And then we had to write a show basically around that title.
Yeah.
Which we managed to do, but then, you know, Prince died, and that was a little bit like... You know, we didn't change the title. We kept it. We thought, well, it's now a tribute to him.
I was going to say, have you incorporated a tribute to Prince?
No, we haven't.
No,
but we've just ignored
far.
The fact that it's called that.
Yeah,
but
that's sort of like
just the way we've ended up.
You could have just called it Heroes.
We
or
could have done
Diamond
could we,
Dogs.
We could have called it anything.
Yeah.
Anything at all. That's what just came.
Maybe it's a sort of jinx thing. Maybe it's your fault that 2016 has been particularly bad for celebrity deaths.
Really good chance. Yeah.
Do you say the word? I mean, I haven't seen the show. I'm going to be upfront about that. And we also should say that it involves Barry from Watford as well.
Barry from Watford.
Is the other one we're talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
Does it include...
Friend of the show.
Friend of this show and this station. Mm. Does it include, at any point, your script, the word spades or ace? Or
We may have chucked that in like subconsciously,
because I'm just wondering if you are killing everybody.
Yeah.
By saying the words involved with the Sabotage. So that's Lemmy you've taken out.
Yeah, we've taken rid of
and
Lemmy,
Prince we know about. So there's
Bowie. Yeah. What's his name? Snape. Rickman.
Yeah. Is there anyone? Nothing. I said Alan or Potter.
I suspect we have said those things. It's been a bad year.
You need to abandon this tour. You're killing everybody.
You're right. Actually, yeah. It's counted the ticket.
Or just start incorporating words of people we'd like to see the back of.
Oh.
You know.
Farage.
I mean, I wasn't going to say.
Actually, we do mention Trump and Farage in the show. I don't know what...
So it's only a matter of time.
Yeah, exactly. I don't want to, you know, I don't want to present my political view to you here on the show.
No.
But, you know.
No. We don't want it. No. Right, so so midway through, how's it going? Because you've got a fan base now.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, we have a fan base, but what I think...
But clearly not enough each. So you've had to sort of team up.
Yeah,
two popular amusing characters.
Yeah.
Well, not quite popular enough for a solo tour.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah,
teamed
up. Borrowed each other's fans. Well, that's one way of looking at it, yeah. No, I think what we've done is actually quite a unique thing in the history of British comedy.
Yeah.
Whereas in two, like, separate, individual, quite well-established comedy characters have come together to form an ultimate force and go on the road together. And most people don't do it because of money. You know, you have to divide everything.
Yeah. So why hasn't there been a squabble, or has there?
No, there hasn't been any squabbles. I find Alex... incredibly funny.
It's Alex Lowe, of course.
Yeah, Alex Lowe, yeah. And Barry, his character. And Alex, as a person, I find him... He makes me laugh. He makes me laugh all the time. And, you know, you get to the age where you're both of an age where you just, you know, you've kind of done it all, seen it all, and you just let everything go. You know, you just... Any problems, you just go, what's the point?
Yeah.
You know, so it's... We don't have any squabbles. We're just there to, you know, have fun and enjoy ourselves.
And what are the audiences? Who's coming? Is it a mixture of fans? Is it
Oh, you want to see him.
Got the oddest demographic in the world.
Honestly. No, they're lovely people. Yeah, no, it's a mixture of young, old. We've had some kids in, which, you know, because Alex has got a very potty mouth, especially when he's flying, you know, when he's going off script. But I mean, universally, they have thoroughly enjoyed themselves.
So do you bring in, because Angelos goes famously on Shooting Stars, and do you find that there's a kind of a Vic and Bob contingent?
Yeah, I think there's a little bit of those. You know, the thing about Angelos and Barry, they're such strange, unique characters. When people become fans of them, they feel like they own them.
Yeah.
You know, they think, you are talking directly to me. And we've got people that follow us on Twitter that post stuff every single day of our faces superimposed onto other people's bodies, and you know, they do it like 3-4 times a day, these people. And those are the sort of, you know, more extreme end of the fan base. They're the ones
this that, is what you have to travel with security.
Yeah, which is it. Yeah. And those are the ones where the doors open, they run down the front and then sort of sit at the front of the auditorium. But the rest of them are just a sort of a normal people.
just looking for a night out anywhere.
I hope we
were talking just off air there, because I'd seen a video of you speaking to the Oxford Union.
Giving it some.
In character, I have to say. Where the Oxford Union is the debating hall of yesteryear, where prime ministers are forged. That's that hall, presidents of the United States of America have addressed that chamber.
Yes.
As I say, our former
David
prime
Icke
minister.
And David Icke. He's been in there as well.
And you were doing it in character, I've done it as well. I've addressed the Oxford Union in that room not so long ago, and it's an interesting experience. If you haven't been to Oxford or Cambridge, which you and I clearly have not, it is an interesting insight into the world of our future government.
It is. It really is. I mean, I how do I put this? I went. Yeah, they asked me to come and debate, and the subject I had to debate was, does size really matter? It was a comedy debate, and it was with other comedians who had all been to Oxford, and they're in their tuxedos and, you know, their dinner jackets, and they are young men, but unbelievably confident, incredibly confident. Some of the stuff they're saying is I don't know, I'm not allowed to swear, but... You could say
balls.
Yeah, well, it's balls, yes. John. Some of the stuff they're saying is balls, but they say it with such confidence that you think, man, no wonder you run the country.
Yeah.
You know, it's extraordinary. And then, for Angelos, it was easy just to get up and pull the rug out from underneath the whole thing. And this one lad, this from Northern Ireland, little fella, I was doing my talk, and something I'd made up on the spot, and they say this lad over here, he's quite belligerent, and he takes order with things, and he's very into politics, and he's a little Northern Irish lad, and I was talking, and he got up, and he went, excuse me, point of order, and I just turned to him and said, oh, shut up and sit down, yeah. And he's like, oh, okay. I saw it much easier to deal with it route one,
yeah,
you know, rather,
because it's all formal,
yeah,
isn't it?
They've got so many rules, and you know, and
I did it when I didn't know how to test the water, because as you say, there's very formality in the room. Yeah. It's a very imposing sense of history, emanating from the panelled walls, all this kind of stuff. And I just went, ladies and gentlemen, it's Mr. President, and all that official stuff you have to say.
Yes.
It's honour to be here in these hallowed halls where, of course, prime ministers have spoken, and presidents and so on. Let us think for a moment, let's take a moment of silence to remember that not far from this spot, perhaps on this very spot, a former alumnus of this university and former prime minister of this nation put his penis into a pig's mouth. And it tested the room.
Yeah, I bet.
Given that they're all of his kind.
Exactly.
Did
it divide the room? Did you get a few? Ooh.
A lot of pig fans in.
Farmers.
Yeah, they love that. But it's interesting taking comedy out of its sort of natural home, if you like, and trying to shove it into that.
Into a different world. It was geared
but
up.
But Angelos has that ability, I think, because you can do that in character. You just go in. And also, not hiding behind a character, but taking you're nodding, hiding behind a character, you coward, to be able to do that stuff.
Well, I mean, that's it's the beauty of Angelos is you can do him anywhere. You know, you could sort of go on Question Time with Angelos and sit there and debate the things of the day. Yeah.
Is that your bid to now?
I would like very much to go on Question Time. But he's a confident guy.
Yeah.
You know, he doesn't know what's completely going on, but he's got his own opinions, and they're very firm, and they're and you can put him anywhere.
Yeah. For those that don't know, what was the origin?
Angelos.
Yeah.
Oh, blimey.
Who and what did you draw on?
Well, he was based on a real person and a job I did at, I was role playing, doing a role play thing, you know, before I was working as an actor. You've got to make a living, and this guy came in to be interviewed for a job, and I was sort of doing my role play against him, and it's one of those sort of moments, a bit like meeting Spielberg or something, where you sort of go, oh my god, this is it, yeah, this is the life changing event that I needed.
Yeah.
And he was just so well formed and so odd. And I was doing a sketch show at the time, and I just ran home like Christmas morning or something. I went, oh my God, you've got to see what I've just seen today. And I did an impression of this bloke, you know, for them. And they said, you've got to put him in the show. And I said, I can't put him in the show. People will, you know, go, you're taking the mickey out of like strange people. And they said, no, it's okay. For some reason, it's okay. And I did it, and it was okay, and it was fine, and everyone laughed, and then I just sort of kept going on stage, and I didn't have any material, and I just turned up at these venues, and I would walk out on stage and just start talking to the audience, and when I could live as him and talk his language, a few years down the line, I sent a little video to Bob Mortimer, and with me just sitting on the end of my bed going, for God's sake, Mortimer, now is the time for you to give me a job, because I'm getting sick of this now. How many more times do you think I need to put up with this stuff? And I got a napkin and I scrawled a note in pencil on the napkin, And then I put the envelope, put the tape and the envelope into a tape and the message into an envelope and scrawled all over that and sent it off to them. And then, yeah, they gave me a call.
There it was. Hey, kids, it's that simple. Honestly. All you got to do is meet a weirdo and just imitate them.
Yeah, that's what happened.
That's it. Yeah. Question just come in here. This is from Will on Twitter, who just wants to know, this is a final question because sadly we're out of time, but how did Barry meet Angelos?
Do you mean Alex meet Dan?
I don't think he does. I'm pretty sure he
Barry meets Angelos. Yeah. Well, Barry and I just met outside Mensa. They were both going in to take the test to see who was the brightest out of the two. But sadly, neither of them could get through the door. Yeah, they couldn't work out the button system, so they went to the bookies instead.
There you go, Will. That's your answer.
There you go.
Dan, thank you so much for coming in.
Pleasure.
Pleasure talking to you. You're very welcome. So the tour is on now. Yes. Do you know the dates, or do you want me to do that?
Because tomorrow I've got them written down. And then Doncaster on Friday, Cambridge on Saturday, then after that it's all a blur.
And tickets at livenation.co.uk, and also Soho Theatre in London, of course.
Oh yeah, the Soho Theatre, February 6th to the 18th.
And if you want to go to Facebook, facebook.com/AngelosandBarry is where you will find all of the details.
Oh, brilliant.
Dan, thank you so much.
Hey, Sean.
Dan Skinner there on the programme. And next, time for the big debate. Of course, we'll do that after 3 o'clock. And we'll be giving away some meat. You can choose from chicken, beef or lamb. It's a budget thing.
Dan, oh yeah.
If I'm honest. In a game of Dead or Alive. You're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
We got entertainment and we're not afraid to use it. Talk Radio.
Introducing the Sun's three-step mortgage repayment plan. 1. Pick up the Sun. 2. Collect 10 tokens from inside the paper. 3. Win £100,000 cash. That's three small steps for you, one giant leap to paying off your mortgage. Continues this week, part of the Sun's great giveaway. Hey! Terms and conditions apply.
Please get ready to text a gift to help a child who is deaf-blind like Elliot this Christmas. Christmas is a magical time for children. But imagine if you're Elliot. Imagine not seeing the Christmas tree or hearing a carol. But today, your text could help light up Christmas for a child who is deaf-blind like Elliot. Just text TOY to 82727 to give £3 to Sense, a leading national charity. Your text could buy a sensory toy that introduces a child to wonderful new sensations. So text TOY to 82727 and make a child who is deaf-blind like Elliot smile this Christmas. That's TOY to 82727. Text costs £3 plus your standard network rate. Sense will receive 100% of your donation. Thank you.
Get a Mercedes-Benz van service from your local authorised repairer from just £99. With out-of-hours servicing available at our dealers, we're helping to reduce downtime for businesses like Simon Taylor Group.
We have a very good relationship with the local dealer, and we can put vehicles in at night time and get them back in the morning.
And if your Mercedes-Benz van is less than 4 years old, your service gives you free Mobilo van roadside assistance. We keep businesses moving. Find your nearest Mercedes-Benz service centre at mbvans.co.uk/service. £99 is based on new Citan and Vito models at participating dealers. Exclusions apply. All prices exclude VAT at 20%. Mobilo van valid for UK vehicles registered after October 2012. T's and C's apply.
Van Buster now on. Sharp sand, just 83 pence per large bag. Excludes VAT at 20%. Trade point. Trade brands. Trade prices. Trade only. Trade
point. This is a live update for UK businesses. Every day, millions of consumers are shopping online for quality UK goods. And right now, some of the world's leading online marketplaces have reduced selling costs for UK businesses. To enjoy these exclusive discounts and to find the right online marketplace for you, search Exporting is Great.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
And just after 3 o'clock, good afternoon, I'm John Holmes, here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, neo-Nazi guilty of murdering MP. Joe Cox's killer's been given a whole life term. And Hammond's first autumn statement.
Talk Radio.
A white supremacist who murdered Labour MP Joe Cox will die in prison. Thomas Mair has been found guilty of killing the politician in her West Yorkshire constituency just days before June's EU referendum. Witnesses described the scene as hell when they dialed 999.
It's chaos. He stabbed people and shot people. Right, I can see him again.
You can see him again.
He's got a black baseball cap. Now, he's walking up Brownhill Road. Now, you get a police car at the top of you're there and at the bottom, you're captain.
The mother of two was shot three times and stabbed 15. Locals tried to intervene. Bernard Kenny was stabbed while trying to stop the attack. Mrs. Cox's sister, Kim Ledbetter, has praised those who stepped in.
There may have been one act of extreme cowardice on that day, but there were many acts of bravery, particularly from Fazila and Sandra and Bernard Kenny. We think about them often, and I'm very grateful for the way they tried to help Joe.
A judge has told the 53-year-old his inspiration was not a love for his country, but an admiration for Nazism. Detective Superintendent Nick Wallen has told Talk Radio he welcomes the sentence.
Thomas Mayer committed an act of supreme evil, and so the whole life tariff that he's been given today is absolutely in proportion with the barbarous act.
Elsewhere, a serial killer has been found guilty of murdering three men he'd met on gay dating sites. Jurors are still considering other charges against Stephen Port from East London, including another count of murder. The Chancellor says government borrowing forecasts for this year and next are now billions of pounds higher than before the EU referendum. Philip Hammond has been delivering his mini-budget, saying he's no longer looking to return a surplus by 2020. Shadow Chancellor John McDonnell claimed the figures speak for themselves.
Growth down. Wage growth down. Business investment down. And the deficit... deficit target failed.
And the football associations in Wales and Northern Ireland say they'll robustly defend themselves against any potential charges over the display of poppies. FIFA's open disciplinary proceedings against both nations relating to incidents at games on Armistice weekend. The rules ban anything that could be a political or religious message on its kits or in stadiums.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Cloudy with outbreaks of light rain for the south, dry in the north with some sunshine, highs of 9 degrees.
Hi, Victoria.
Hi, John. Why are you whispering?
I don't know. I'm really not sure.
Okay.
That's a good question.
Are you okay?
I think so.
I hope so.
Yes. So, good. Thank you for that. Thank you for the news.
That's all right.
That's marvellous.
2:42 instead of 2 minutes. No, you had extra news then.
That's bonus.
Aren't you lucky
news?
Boy?
Yes, I am. If I'd listened to it, I'd be excited. Right, so you're listening to Talk Radio. There's an hour of it to go, just about, before... I mean, not of Talk Radio. It's not, like, stopping then or anything. Sam Delaney will be here at 4 o'clock, but there's 55 minutes of this, in which time you can win some meat, chicken, beef or lamb in a game of Dead or Alive. If you'd like some, get in touch. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
And you could come on the radio and play that game of Dead or Alive. But we'll do the big debate next. Oh, yeah, we've got sport. I forgot sport.
What location is it, John? Do you know?
I do, actually. I know where he is. Pete Abbott. Has the sport. And it's quite a complicated one, this, right? So, and I know where he is. He's at a demolition derby, right? But it's a demolition Liverpool. You'll see what I mean. He's got the sport live from a demolition Liverpool.
I'm Pete Abbott. Manchester City can tonight guarantee qualification for the knockout stages of the Champions League with victory at Borussia Mönchengladbach. In the same group, Celtic host Barcelona. Celtic are already through host Paris Saint-Germain in Group A. Manchester United manager Jose Mourinho has confirmed the club will take up an option to extend Zlatan Ibrahimovic's contract for second season. Swedish striker originally joined until next summer, but will now stay until the end of the 2017-18 campaign. Leicester midfielder Danny Drinkwater has been charged with violent conduct by the FA. England international appeared to elbow Watford's Valon Barani during the defeat on Saturday. Drinkwater now until 6 o'clock this evening to respond to the charge. Sunderland's Paddy McNair is expected to miss the rest of the season after suffering a serious knee injury. The fly half was substituted in the first half of his premiership win over Bristol on Friday with a leg injury. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
So that was the sport live from a demolition derby, but with Scousers at it, making it a demolition Liverpool. I mean, it's also the noise of a barrel being scraped. Right, you're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Time for the big debate. As Philip Hammond, in his autumn statement, outlines his plans to make Britain worse. And another Philip, Sir Philip Green, is on the front pages of today's newspapers after Donald Trump tweeted that he now thought Sir Philip Green's yacht would make an excellent ambassador to the US rather than Nigel Farage. Just the latest, of course, in a list of ambassadors that Donald Trump is now suggesting. Martin Roberts from the property programme. Donald Trump suggested he should be ambassador to the UK this afternoon. George Galloway has also been mentioned, of course, also of Talk Radio. Sooty and Sweep as well have been mentioned by Donald Trump, saying they'd be excellent ambassadors to the UK. Harry McClary from Donaldson's Dairy as well, the children's story dog, has been... Donald Trump has said that Harry McClary has done a lot of good work at Donaldson's Dairy and should be... perhaps considered to be the ambassador to the United States of America. No word yet on Bottomley Pots, all covered in spots. But on the telephone line, listening there to me say the word Harry, just before the word McClary, is Nick, who's called in on 03444999999000. Nick, good afternoon, Nick.
Hello.
Hello. Right, so you've heard me say the word Harry McClary from Donaldson's Dairy, and you're incensed by that, aren't you? What's wrong with that?
It didn't make me feel very good. It didn't make me feel good in the way that the other day when my three-year-old pointed up at the sky and said, look, Daddy, there's a hairy plane.
Yes.
I've never shouted at her so loudly in my life.
Yes. Did you smack her?
No, you don't these days, but you want to. You know, you have those moments where you just want to. You think, teach her a lesson, it'll hurt now, she'll thank me for it in the long run.
That's right. Didn't do us any harm, did it?
Well.
Okay. So, what is it about hair that you're against? I mean, you're part of, and forgive me for jumping straight into this, but you are part of, we hear it all the time, the moaning anti-hair lobby. What is it about hair that you don't want, that you don't like?
It's simple. If you think of all the good things in the world, like sea lions, if poetry, yeah. Think of chorizo, yeah. None of them have got hair.
No.
You know the saying, here today, gone tomorrow?
Yeah.
I have a saying, because I mean, everyone's allowed a saying, it doesn't have to be what other people say sayings are.
No.
And I have a saying, and it's just simply, hair today,
yes.
shut up, sod off.
Right, okay, let's bring in another caller, because Steve is on the phone as well, Nick. Stevie Nick. Hi, Stevie.
OMG, John, I can't believe what I'm hearing.
You can't, yeah? Why not?
No.
Why?
Because I'm listening to something else in the other earphone.
Yeah.
No, listen, hair's brilliant.
What's brilliant about hair?
It makes everyone different, John.
Yeah?
Like, if we didn't have hair and that, like, we'd all just be like a face.
Yeah.
What is the point in that?
Well, you could argue that faces are different, couldn't you?
No, they're not, though.
No, they're not, though.
I can't tell the difference. I just look at people's hair. Like, and with hair, you get to go to hairdressers, and that is excellent fun, isn't it?
Well,
you go there, like, sometimes they give you a massage, sometimes they give you, like, a beard, John.
Well, it's interesting.
It's free beard.
Shut up now. It's interesting you mentioned that.
God.
I want to bring Nick back in. Nick, Steve, you mentioned hairdressers there. Last time this happened, you'll remember this from the 1980s, of course, what happened? The great hairdresser strike, right?
Yeah.
This saw the police, this was the government, of course, closing down barbershops everywhere. Willie and, if I'm not very much mistaken, also Nilly. And there were running battles between police and hairdressers. Obviously, they didn't run with scissors. They're not stupid. But there were these battles and terrible, terrible scenes, terrible picket line scenes with hairdressers and police just clashing, throwing perm solution. And that, ironically, wasn't a permanent solution. It was terrible, wasn't it? But you're going to ban hair. You're going to go back to scenes like that from the 1980s.
The 1980s were the last time that this country meant something globally. You know, we used to have a reputation, we used to have a strong pound, we used to have sports teams. I don't know if we have sports teams anymore, but things like that have gone by the wayside.
Yeah.
And that idea of hair makes everyone look different, it's a follicle fallacy.
Yeah.
You know, people say that, but actually, you know, when I don't really like women, I don't like women's hair,
yeah.
But they'll go and they'll spend I mean, I'm talking like 10, 15, I've heard like £20 being spent on haircuts.
Yeah.
It makes them ugly, and then if you don't notice that they're a bit uglier than they were, you know, they slap you.
Yeah.
But, you know, think of it this way. It's stupid because it makes them less aerodynamic.
Phew.
And if I was to swim the channel, you know, it's a fact. I'm
well,
not
no,
sexy.
You can't. You are being sexist. You are. You're being misogynist and sexist.
It's a fact that if I was to swim the channel...
And hairy. You're being a hairist. Stevie, come back in and argue with that point.
Well, because, like, a few things really to unpack there, John, actually. But number one, why should I listen to someone who, like, disrespects women?
Yeah.
Why should I listen to someone what beats children, whether he says he does or he doesn't?
Exactly right. Yeah.
And why should I listen to someone who was around in the 80s, John? Mm. I wasn't born in the 80s, and I don't care.
You won't remember the great hairdresser strike then. So you've got.
No,
how can you,
I'm not interested in anything. What happened before 1997?
Let me just talk about these trials. There were trials in Brazil, if you remember this, where they took off all the hair.
Oh yeah.
You heard about those?
No.
What did you make of that? Yeah, I mean, has that been a success as far as you're concerned, Stevie?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Of course not. Yeah. I wasn't listening, to be honest.
Okay.
I'm
fine.
Texting.
All right.
Nick. So we're going to go and see that
two words.
Harry Potter one.
Stop it. Two words. Nick.
I'm texting.
So don't like text quietly. Nick, two words.
Go on.
Oh. Hairy...
I'll give you two words.
I'll give you two words.
I've got two words for you. Hair-brained.
Well, what's that?
Well, it's the biggest insult you can give someone. You know, you think of the brain, it's the most powerful muscle in the head. Yeah. Most people, your other caller obviously excepted from this, has a brain. You know, imagine that covered in hair like you get in the plug after a bath or a shower.
Yeah.
Imagine
that hair in the plug hole, can I just say, that filters the water for fishes.
You're going to have to explain that.
If you have hair in your plug hole, it's filtering the water when it runs out of the bath. So it's nice for fish.
Do you know what this is making me think? You know, they say that we've got 98% of our DNA in common with monkeys.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the 2% that's different is hair. You know, we've got some hair, unfortunately. Monkeys have got it everywhere.
Yeah.
And, you know, one of those groups has got
satellite
TV and smartphones and chips and things.
Yeah.
And the others, you know, much like your other caller, probably just sit all day scratching their bums and eating bananas.
Yeah.
2%
is a small
number.
Stevie,
and I think that's very rude.
Stevie, it's a simple question. Do you sit there all day scratching your bum eating bananas? Do you?
No, I eat them Kit Kat bites.
But do you scratch your bum?
Like sometimes.
Okay, well, there you go. Well, that's the point, isn't it? Quick listen to this. Just listen with your... Stevie, stop texting for a minute. Just have a listen to this. Well, that's Haircut 100, isn't it, with Fantastic Day. It'd be a fantastic day, Nick.
I've absolutely no idea. Is it from the 80s?
Yes.
And I've got absolutely no idea.
Well, that's because you're ignorant. Now, Nick, that's...
No,
yes,
young.
Yes.
I'm sexy.
Yeah.
You're not.
No. Nick, that's... it would be a fantastic day if we got rid of all hair. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, look, it's easy. Sir Winston Churchill, Sir Ben Kingsley, Angry Anderson...
Yeah.
Britney Spears once.
Yeah.
You know, it's embarrassing for me that it's that easy to list bald people who have accomplished something.
Yeah.
And if you look at, you know, who the hair lobby have got, it's the guy from the band.
Yeah.
And I think it's the Prime Minister of Taiwan, isn't it? He's got hair.
It is. And also
it's not
the
even
two,
a
well,
debate.
Also the two, well, it is a debate because that's what it's called. The hairy bikers, I was going to say to you earlier. Hairy bikers.
Yeah, least favourite chefs.
Yeah. What do you think?
Are they your least favourite chefs, really? I don't like James Martin.
I want to talk
like
about
him. You get an imprint of that, like that chunky chain he wears on his wrist and your forehead, don't you?
I don't want to agree with you, but I think with James Martin, he's got that sort of something of the night feeling. You do wonder what he does in his spare time.
Could we bring this back?
Some common ground here, aren't we?
Yeah,
we're getting on really well.
Yeah, well, don't, because that's not the point of the debate. Let me just talk about wigs very quickly. Now, obviously, I want to know whether you favour wigs or you don't favour wigs, being that they are sometimes made of human and or monkey hair. Wigs, as we know, look at some of the fact they're grown in wig fields, of course. You can visit them on a Saturday night when the air is getting hot, like you, baby. What do you make of a merkin?
Well, a hat or a brooch or something.
Yeah.
just short-sighted thinking. You know, there's plenty of alternatives. You can use titanium, you can use titanium alloys, you can use elderflowers if you want to be organic. Yeah. You know, you can use your imagination. If you think you're getting a week, don't.
All right. One question, just before we finish. Nick, this is to you, really, but I mean, what of the dog?
Oh, it's got to be the tail.
Can I just say, Shanice just texted me and she said that beards are made of hair, but that's not true, is it?
And there we must leave the debate. Could you sum up the debate for me in one word, please, Stevie?
Pubes.
And Nick?
Elmer Fudd.
Thank you. If you've got an opinion on hair, do we need hair? Do we still need it? I mean, it's around, certainly, isn't it? Everywhere you look, you probably see some. Plug hole, head, groin, right? Where do you keep your hair? Do you need hair? Do we want hair? Do we still need hair in post-Brexit Britain when we've got hammers and light classical music? What do you think? 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
It's the big debate on Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Intelligent, organic entertainment. Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Get your weekday morning started with the Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio with Uber. Get going tomorrow morning from 6 as Talk Radio's turbo-tongued breakfast host sits in the driving seat for 4 hours of finely tuned radio. It's the breakfast show that keeps you fully fueled throughout the day. The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio with Uber. Driving with Uber can help you fund whatever you want to achieve. Go to drivewithuber.co.uk.
At Argos, Black Friday starts now. Get jaw-dropping deals on TVs, games consoles and more, including a 40-inch Bush 4K TV with Freeview Play for only $229.99. Hurry, ends 30th of November. Go Argos. Subject to availability while stocks last.
Listen. Do you hear that? That's the sound of nothing. Sounds nice, doesn't it? At Ford, we like the sweet sound of nothing, too. That's why we now have 0% APR representative across our Ford car range. Visit your nearest participating Ford dealer today. Ford. Go further.
Retail only. Vehicles to be contracted and registered between the 13th of October and the 24th of November 2016. Subject to status. Guarantees may be required. Free post for credit. Excludes Car Plus, Fiesta Studio and Style, Focus RS and Mustang models.
Please get ready to text a gift to help a child who is deaf-blind like Elliot this Christmas. Christmas is a magical time for children. But imagine if you're Elliot. Imagine not seeing the Christmas tree or hearing a carol. But today, your text could help light up Christmas for a child who is deaf-blind like Elliot. Just text TOY to 82727 to give £3 to Sense, a leading national charity. Your text could buy a sensory toy that introduces a child to wonderful new sensations. So text TOY to 82727 and make a child who is deaf-blind like Elliot smile this Christmas. That's TOY to 82727. Text costs £3 plus your standard network rate. Sense will receive 100% of your donation. Thank you.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Problems if you're trying to join the eastbound M56 in Cheshire. The entry slip at junction 10 from the A49 closed because of an accident. You can now use the Black Country route in Willenhall towards the M6 at junction 10, but there's still one lane out after an accident, so still really, really slow. In the Selly Oak area of Birmingham, a water mains burst on the A4040. That's closed near to the Bristol Road at the Selly Oak Triangle. The A449 through Umbersley in Worcestershire is now reopened south towards Kidderminster, but there's still restrictions after a bus fire. And Londonderry's A6 through Dungiven still closed because of an accident. I'm Joanna Adams.
Biscuits. Biscuits with the Queen's Speech, biscuits and carols, biscuits with board games, invite the neighbours round biscuits, break the ice biscuits, thanks for having us biscuits. Any more biscuits? And biscuits.
This Christmas, Highland Shortbread is just £4 a tin at your local co-op. 450 grams participating stores only, subject to availability, ends 3rd of January.
Jerry! You've watched the cult TV show, you've seen the controversial opera, you've read the best-selling book, and you've drunk the intoxicating aftershave. Now, check out the Jerry Springer Radio Show, right here only on Talk Radio. Join me, Jerry Springer, live on tape from a coffee shop in Kentucky, and enjoy the very best after-hours conversation, recreation, and just a little caffeination. It's Tales, Tunes, and Tomfoolery on the Jerry Springer Radio Show, this Saturday from midnight, only on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
As regular listeners will know, we are the most diverse programme in broadcasting anywhere in the world. And the reason for that is because each day a different diversity comes in and reviews our papers in the Diversity Paper Review. Us today in his debut diversity paper. He's been on air with us before, but it's his debut diversity paper review, of course. Hello, Rudd.
Hello.
Hello, Rudd. And what is your diversity?
I am bisexual.
That's correct. You're our first bisexual diversity on the programme. Welcome along. Welcome.
Hello.
Welcome along.
It's a great honour.
Yes. I know you're lying. Right, so which way are you going to... Which...
John.
Which paper are you swinging at first?
I'm going to swing at the Daily Mail first.
Okay.
Front page of the Daily Mail. Frank Field, chair of the Work and Pension Select Committee,
yes,
wants Philip Thingy to sell his yacht. Philip Green.
Yes.
So Philip Green, yep, who was recently voted to have his knighthood stripped for all the kerfuffle that happened with BHS.
Correct.
Frank Field wants to have the yacht that he owns. I think he owns more than one yacht. Sir Philip of
Green. He certainly looks like he probably has,
yeah,
a fleet.
So he said, I think that Philip Green should sell his yacht to pay for the pensions of everyone who lost their jobs from BHS,
yeah,
which I think is fair enough.
I agree.
I think if there's someone who owns a yacht, which, hey, you probably don't need a yacht. I don't think anyone needs a yacht. It's fair enough to say, you know, these people that you've just, like, ruined the rest of their lives, do you want to, like, get rid of your, like, massive... unnecessary piece of luxury equipment so that they can, like, you know,
eat,
live,
yeah,
and, like, have shelter and stuff.
The thing you mean that he bought with the money that technically should be theirs anyway.
Yes.
In a roundabout sort of a way.
Yes,
yes, that yacht. Yes.
Yeah, that,
yeah,
one, that,
yeah,
one.
Yeah.
So, which, I'm with Frank Field on this one.
And what would they have to... I mean, I don't know how much a second-hand yacht is worth, but it's going to be expensive, so but probably not enough to cover everyone's pension, is it? Or
well,
is it?
No, I don't think it would be enough to cover everyone's pension.
What they should do is just give the yacht to one person.
Yeah.
Who lost their pension. So do it as a raffle.
Like a sort of lottery.
A yachtery. A yachtery.
Yeah.
So a yachtery,
yeah,
and then that's all. I mean, I think that solved a lot of problems there.
A yacht of problems.
Or
what they could do is they could just have like a massive royal rumble of all the ex-BHS employees, and they all just fight each other.
On the boat. Last one on the boat gets the boat.
Gets the boat.
I think we've solved it. We've literally solved the BHS crisis right here. Look, why aren't we on the Work and Pension Select Committee?
It's only a matter of time.
It's only a matter of time.
So before we get asked to stand in. Good run. Good run.
He's not a dog.
Good run. Well done. Well done. What are we going to do now?
Well done, Rod. Well done. Here, fetch the balls.
Okay. Donald Trump isn't going to prosecute Hillary Clinton.
Yes.
After all of his tweets and campaign messages on...
He is backtracking on quite a lot, Donald Trump, now, isn't he?
Here's the thing with saying that he won't prosecute Hillary Clinton. It doesn't mean anything because he can't prosecute her because legally she didn't do anything.
That's right.
I mean, ultimately, yes, what she did was horrendously stupid and she's an awful, nasty woman. But she can't prosecute her for the emails because she has been found not guilty of all the...
Wasn't his promise that he was going to prosecute, but he was going to appoint a special prosecutor to go after
her? Yes, yeah. Well,
to uncover more evidence, which is sort of...
for all the shouts of, like, one of the big chants at his rallies was always lock her up, lock her up.
Yeah.
And Breitbart, who is owned by Steve Bannon, who yes. is now I think his chief of staff.
They keep moving people around in that yeah. administration.
So Breitbart, who has Steve Bannon, who is new chief of staff, and yeah. Milo Yiannopoulos, who's a very kind of prominent Trump supporter.
Yes, and he's the guy who got banned from debating at his old school in Kent. Yes.
Yeah. They've come out with a criticism of him, saying, oh, you know, first of his turnarounds, liar Trump. And they've kind of gone on Trump for backtracking on prosecuting Hillary, which I think is quite interesting.
I don't know why anyone's surprised that a politician gets into power and suddenly backtracks on election promises.
Especially all the loopy stuff that he said. Like, yeah. what were they expecting?
Yeah, because we know the cost and physicality of building a wall across America absolutely. Is probably prohibitive.
Which we found out on the James Whale show recently. They had a build wrong, which is very good.
Yes, except we did that first, before James Whale did, of course, as you remember, and James Whale just copied it. So let's not go down that route. Okay, so very quickly, anything else?
Well, there's two more stories that I was hoping to do after the break.
Oh, are you?
Yes.
Oh, fine. All right. I didn't know about that. But okay. That's absolutely fine.
Okay.
All right. Good. Right. Rudd is here doing the Diversity Paper Review. He will continue to do so after the news, which is coming next with Victoria Bourne here on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Far-right extremist Thomas Mayer will spend the rest of his life in jail for murdering the Labour MP Jo Cox. The 53-year-old shouted Britain first as he gunned down and stabbed the mother of two in Birstall in West Yorkshire in June. Talk Radio's Alex Dibble has more from the Old Bailey.
When the sentence was passed, Jo Cox's parents looked overcome with relief. They hugged their legal team as Mayer was led away. Jo's widower, Brendan, spoke outside court.
For the person who did this, we have nothing but pity that his life was so devoid of love and consumed with hatred that this became his desperate and cowardly attempt to find meaning.
It's emerged Mayer, who chose not to testify in his trial, asked to address the court today, an application rejected by the judge.
In the last few minutes, police have revealed a convicted terrorist has been charged with more terror offences whilst in prison. Handwritten documents have been recovered from 26-year-old Mohammed Raymond's cell in HMP Belmarsh. He's currently serving a life sentence. The Chancellor has cut growth forecasts in the first big financial statement since the UK voted to leave the EU. Philip Hammond has promised to invest in new homes, transport and technology, but also plans to increase an insurance tax, which means the amount we pay could go up. And an undercover policeman is recovering after a group of teenagers stabbed him, inadvertently foiling a planned operation. One boy has been arrested after last night's attack in Bow in East London. The weather frosty in northern areas tonight, windy in southern regions with light rain spreading west, cold with lows of -3 in part of Scotland. Tomorrow will be dry for most, staying windy in the south with highs of 11. There's more in half an hour.
Thank you very much, Victoria.
It's all right, John.
For your news there.
It's okay.
Great. All right, just, you know.
Why are you looking at me weirdly?
No, I'm not. Where are you going on your date tonight with Cornelius, by the way?
It's not a date. It's a comedy showcase where...
Is that what he calls it? Is that how he woos the ladies? Well, come home with me and see my comedy showcase.
There was no mention of going home with him. You've just embellished that yourself.
Well, it's your third date. I mean, that's...
It's not a third date.
Fourth.
No.
If we include Glastonbury.
None of them were dates.
I'm not sure my mum's allowed... I'm not sure I'm allowed to have people around.
Stay over.
Stay over sort of thing.
Mum gets jealous.
This is so twisted.
Is it?
Yes.
Do you live near work?
Oh, my God.
Okay. Right, in the next half an hour, you can win some meat. Ask a Victoria later. In a game of
Dead. Oh, my God, John!
You're listening to Talk Radio.
So inappropriate.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
In the greatest comeback since Bobby Ewing showed up in Pam's shower.
Hello, I'm James Whale.
The mighty James Whale is back.
You know the one.
The voice of reason returns to Talk Radio. Unfiltered comment, scorched earth debate, and an ill-advised leather Stetson.
You making some kind of joke?
You look ridiculous. Take it off. Get in the ring with the legendary James Whale.
Are you ready, man?
The Dome. Crown-headed sage of speech radio returns to the airwaves for 3 hours of essential national night talk. Cometh the hour, cometh the whale. The James Whale Show, tonight from 7 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, yes, game of Dead or Alive, in which you can win some meat. Choose from chicken, beef or lamb, 8722, if you'd like to play that.
Start your message with the word talk.
Do you want to
messages
that? Yeah,
cost.
Yep.
How much? 25 pence per minute.
Plus your standard...
Per message. Per message.
I mean, it'd be a long message if it took a minute to read. But yeah,
plus your standard network rate. Right.
And you could be on the radio playing Dead or Alive. We'll also be talking to Kate Lawler. Kate Lawler is presenting the afternoon show on our sister station, Virgin Radio, right now. And in about 10 minutes' time, we'll fade up Virgin to see what's going on. And the reason for that is because I've got to go down to Virgin to present Drive Time, as I'm doing a week, 4 till 7 o'clock, where I talk in the gaps where the music isn't. And Kate Lawler likes to do a little handover. I think she's probably got one of her little games to play again. Right, so we'll be talking to Kate live on Virgin. Simulcasting at its...
You right there, Con?
Mm-hmm.
Just having a bit of a noisy drink.
Just getting the night started early.
Fine. We'll talk to Kate Lawler very shortly. But Ruddy's still with us for Diversity
Hi.
Paper. River. Hi. So, yes, we are the most diverse programme in broadcasting for a different diversity. Each day reviews the papers for us today. Rudd, his diversity is that he...
is bisexual.
Thank you. We've already talked about Trump backing down on an election promise. We've talked about Sir Philip Green's yacht being sold off to pay the pensions of the people who worked for British Home Stores. Where are we going next, Rudd?
We're going to Facebook with what I think may actually be literally the worst title or like headline for a story I've ever seen in my entire life.
Well, that's a bold claim.
No, and I'm willing to make that claim. I've never seen anything worse than this.
Which newspaper is it?
This is in Metro.
Metro, okay.
Facebook likes 500 new UK jobs. Ooh. That is just embarrassing and horrendous, and whoever wrote that should be ashamed.
Yes. You're absolutely right. It's quite lazy.
It's very, very lazy.
It's not as worse as this one.
Not as worse as this one?
Yeah.
Is it grammatically correct, like your sentence?
Yeah. UK economy resilient despite £122 billion hit. That's even lazier. That's just said what it is.
That's just a fact.
Haven't even tried.
Yeah, BBC News that. It's rubbish.
Lazy. All right, what's the actual story, Rudd?
Story is that post-Brexit, Facebook are bringing a load of jobs over here, which is pretty good because everyone thought that Brexit would lose a load of jobs from the country, but apparently we're going to get a few more. Because after Nissan got to keep their Sunderland plant.
That's right.
It looks like Facebook are going to bring a few more employees over here, which is good. I mean, because everyone said...
The reason Facebook, of course, have to employ hundreds and hundreds and thousands of people is when everyone gets to work, they just spend the day on Facebook. So no one actually does any work.
There's a problem there. Everyone just spends the day on spreadsheets. So bad.
Could you get on Facebook, please? Yeah. Oh, sorry, I'm just really doing some spreadsheets for work. No, get on Facebook. Stop wasting the company's time. So 500
new jobs
on Facebook.
Yes, which is good because, of course, a booming tech industry is what we want. We want to be moving forward in the world of technology.
Yeah.
Another story is in the jungle over at, not the Calais one, the celebrity one.
The celebrity one, not the Calais one. Let's be
Scarlett Moffat, who...
Oh, I don't know. What's that?
I don't know who she is
Goggle
apart
box.
From...
What?
Gogglebox she is. Gogglebox.
But aren't Gogglebox... Aren't they just people?
They're not celebrities, they're just people.
Yeah, but she has gained notoriety from being on the show Gogglebox.
I hate the world.
Oh, my God.
I hate the world so much.
It's like, we're so doomed. We're all doomed.
So she's on Gogglebox, and now she's in a jungle.
She's thinking, we're not alone. There's aliens, according to Scarlett Moffat from Gogglebox, which is pretty good.
Yeah. I mean, she is who I turn to when Brian Cox isn't available.
I mean, that was she was actually first choice for that show where he did all the space stuff.
Yeah.
But then they were like, oh, God, we can't get that lady off Gogglebox. Someone get me blummin' Brian Cox. No, I guess we'll have to settle for
second
blummin' D-Ream. she is kind of convinced that there's aliens in the world, which I think... not in the world, in the...
In the space.
In the space is... Yeah. Which I think is nice. I mean, I'm not sure... Apparently, she's got, like, a background in this, and she's kind of done a little bit of research into it, which, you know... Oh, that's great.
Does that mean being in Gogglebox? She just watched a program about it.
She might have just Googled it. Yeah. Maybe. I don't know.
Gogglebox.
That was horrendous. That was lazier than that headline from earlier. I have the tendency to agree with her because I think there are aliens.
Think there are aliens?
Yes, somewhere. Probably are. But I think if someone said to me, I think there's aliens, let's have a discussion, I'd be like, oh, yeah, okay, let's see. But if someone says, I have proof there's aliens, you're a nutter.
Yeah.
Just immediately.
But so she says she's got proof, does she?
She doesn't say she has proof. She says she's fairly convinced that there's like various bits that she's talked about to do that.
I see. Yeah. Right. I'm unaware of her work, and I don't think I'll.
Well, so am
familiar
I.
With her work.
I was. I remembered that I had to do this paper review at 3:10, and I looked through the metro, and I saw that.
See behind the scenes view there of how it all worked, of the smooth running, professionally produced show that this is.
We only remembered that we had to do the show at 10:01.
That's true, and I think that shows today. It was a bit of a kick scramble, as they say.
We were all just sat around listening to Julia's show, and we're like, we have to do something like this.
And then this happens.
That's what it's like in the talk radio office. We all sit down around the radio as if it's a TV to listen to Julia Hartley Brewer.
That's a radio box, ruddle box.
Hey! There we go. Right. Well done, John.
Thanks. That was, I pulled that out of the bag. That was Ruddle Box with the diversity paper review for today. Thank you very much, Rudd.
No worries.
Good. And next... The winning of meat and the talking to Kate Lawler. These two things are separate. Let me be clear. Kate Lawler's on Virgin. And we'll be talking to her live. Don't say that. Cornelius. Live as we simulcast with Virgin I don't know. She's got something, like some idea she's got in her head. I don't know what it'll be. Anyway, then we'll give away some meat in a game of Dead or Alive. You're listening to Talk Radio in the Afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk. Don't miss the radio show that's opening doors for property investors right across the UK. Home Rule with Martin Roberts in association with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Whether you're looking to achieve your dream home or develop your property portfolio, get expert advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Home Rule this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time, every time, even when a property is empty. Go to northwooduk.com to find out more.
The big games keep coming on BT Sport, and UEFA Champions League games are as big as they get. Tonight, don't miss Arsenal challenge the mighty PSG at the Emirates, while Man City travel to Borussia Mönchengladbach. Then on Thursday, Man United face Feyenoord in the UEFA Europa League. And on Saturday, we'll bring you another huge London derby. Spurs go to Chelsea for the 5:30 kickoff. Four competitions, one venue. BT Sport. BT Sport customers can watch 42 Premier League matches, all of the UEFA Champions League games, plus up to 24 Emirates FA Cup matches.
If you've been refused a loan, why not ask someone to be your guarantor for an Amigo loan? Because the moment you do, amazing things can happen. You can change an old car into a new one, transform a spare room into a nursery fit for a princess, turn a great business idea into a great business. And most amazingly of all, you could start to improve your credit rating. To borrow up to £7,500 at representative 49.9% APR variable, all you need is a guarantor with a good credit history to make your payments if you don't. You must be over 18, not bankrupt, and able to afford the repayments.
It's good to have an Amigo.
Apply now at amigoloans.co.uk.
Mercedes-Benz vans. 0% APR, 100% behind businesses like Morris Vermaport Lifts.
The 24-hour service is very beneficial to our business, of course, because we are a 24-hour business ourselves.
Get 0% APR representative on new Sprinter, Vito and Citan vans with a £250 finance contribution.
The whole package was very competitive. The van itself was probably the most competitive out there.
We keep businesses moving. Find your nearest dealer at mbvans.co.uk. Business users only. Hire purchase only. Maximum term 36 months. Minimum deposit 20% plus VAT of the vehicle. Credit approvals by 31st of December 2016. Mercedes-Benz Finance.
Van Buster now on. Sharp Sam, just 83 pence per large bag. Excludes VAT at 20%. Trade point. Trade brands. Trade prices. Trade only. Trade
point. With the Pure Highway digital radio adapter in my car, I can be anywhere. I'm off to the pub, but I drop by Abbey Road. Past the lights, and I'm in New Orleans. At the left, I'm at Nebworth 96.
I must book those tickets.
Reminder, book tickets.
With Pure Highway, you can enjoy more great music with DAB digital radio and Spotify, make calls hands-free, and even connect with Siri, so you can be wherever you want, wherever you're going. Visit your nearest Halfords for a free fitting or find out more at pure.com. Spotify subscription may be required. Free fitting applies to Halfords purchases only.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Problems if you're trying to join the eastbound M56 in Cheshire. The entry slip at junction 10 from the A49 closed because of an accident. You can now use the Black Country route in Willenhall towards the M6 at junction 10, but there's still one lane out after an accident, so still really, really slow. In the Selly Oak area of Birmingham, a water mains burst on the A40/40. That's closed near to the Bristol Road at the Selly Oak Triangle. The A449 through Umbersley in Worcestershire is now reopened south towards Kidderminster, but there's still restrictions after a bus fire. And Londonderry's A6 through Dungiven still closed because of an accident. I'm Joanna Adams.
Crisps. Christmas movie crisps. Office party crisps. Boxing day buffet crisps. Car journey crisps. Crisps in your turkey sandwich crisps. Happy New Year crisps. Crisps with drinks. Crisps with canapes. And crisps.
Tyrrell's cider vinegar and sea salt, cheddar and chives and lightly salted sharing bags are just £1 at your local Co-op. 150 grams varieties are stocked. Participating stores only, subject to availability, ends 6th of December.
Did your husband accidentally transfer the contents of your joint account to a Nigerian prince called Trust Me Good Man? Perhaps you bought diet pills on the internet that made you frightened to cough. Or maybe your exotic mail order bride turned out to be a Ukrainian pig farmer called Igor.
When the con is on, you need a man who's on it. Listen to the Radio Hustle with scam-busting supremo Alexis Conran and get the inside track on all the latest swindles, schemes, tricks and traps the fraudsters are using to get their hands on your cash.
Get tipped off, not ripped off. The Radio Hustle with Alexis Conran, enemy of the con man.
Saturday afternoon from 1 on Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
In the afternoon. Good afternoon. Hello, you're listening to Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. And we should be going over live to Virgin Radio, where Kate Lawler lives. They've got some adverts on at the moment, so when they... we just heard that. So when Kate Lawler comes to us live, we'll just fade Virgin up, and there should be a Kate Lawler on the other side. They are very much our sister station. The reason we're talking to Kate Lawler is because I'm presenting Drive Time on Virgin. I have to run downstairs after this and do 4 till 7 o'clock, in which I will play some music and then talk rubbish in the gaps. Whereas here we just talk rubbish. Bob Mills, by the way, is in for Ian Lee tonight.
Excellent.
That's some other news.
Well, not, yeah, Bob Mills is excellent.
Yeah, I mean, don't say it's excellent that Ian's not in, because Ian's also excellent.
Yeah, yeah, but Bob will be...
Excellent.
Bob's great.
All right. There's Cornelius trying to dig himself out of a Ian Lee slash Bob Mills shaped hole. Right, so Kay Lawler, we're coming to very shortly indeed. Don't forget you can win some meat as well. Right after that, in a game of Dead or Alive, there's a list of things. They are either dead or they are alive, and all you have to do is tell us which is which. Why don't we just fade it up? Just fade it up, see what they're doing. I've got to let you know. They're playing in excess. I've got to let you know. There you go. You're one of my kind. All right, that's fine. We know what they're doing. Right, OK, so when Kate Lawler's finished playing in excess, we'll talk to her. In the meantime, though, the news today, Cornelius.
Oh,
it's quite complicated, isn't it?
John.
I mean, there's all the Philip Hammond stuff.
Mm.
There's all of the court verdicts.
Mm.
It's all very complicated.
I can't get my head around
Don't worry, Cornelius, because we are here to help. This is where we help you through the news, complicated though it is, by dragging you through it via the medium of Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables. And five syllables again. It's the news in haikus.
Hello.
nasty women get paid more at work, which explains Julia HB.
The news in haikus. Right. Okay, so giving away some meat very shortly indeed. Chicken, beef or lamb is the choice. So we'll be talking to someone and playing a game of Dead or Alive. However, we will be going live to Virgin Radio. Let's see what they're doing now. I think we can just about hear the end of In Excess, can't we? Yeah, there we go. Come on. Yeah.
Virgin Radio.
There she is.
On a Wednesday afternoon. In Excess, need you tonight.
I'm lonely.
I'm dropping this song a little bit early because someone's waiting for me. He's being really impatient.
No, I'm not being impatient.
His name is John Holmes. Hello. And he is live on Talk Radio right now, but he will be here from 4 p.m. looking after Matt Richardson's show on his Down Under in Australia. Let's fade up Talk Radio now and see if he's there. Hi, John.
You're one of my kind. Hi, Kate.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yes, I know, wow. Yes, I am here, live on Talk Radio. You're live on Virgin Radio. Now it's a simulcast.
It is a simulcast. Mm. It's a great word to say, isn't it?
Yes, let's say it again.
Simulcast.
Let's say it together, ironically.
No.
Okay. So, that spoiled the simulcast.
John.
Yes.
This morning I was listening to another radio station.
You.
I know, traitor. There we go, we said a word together.
Okay, fine.
And it had its breakfast presenter playing DM Top Trumps with Rita Ora. It was very odd, because it was essentially them showing off about how many famous people they were direct messaging on Twitter and Instagram.
Oh, it was Nick Grimshaw, wasn't it?
So I thought we'd have a DM off. Yeah.
All right.
All right, so we're going to compare the celebrities that we have been direct messaging via Instagram.
I don't know anybody.
Neither do I.
Oh, right,
this is the whole point of it.
I thought you were a celebrity. You mix in the world of celebrities.
You're more of a celebrity than I am.
All right, here we go.
You go first, please, and tell me which celebrity you've got a DM from. What they're saying.
In my phone?
Yeah.
You.
Okay, go on then.
Yeah.
What does the DM say?
Oh, it's just something like, hi, Kate, what are you doing? Like, that's all it says. We had a chat on the DM.
Okay.
That's it. Wasn't, you know, there was nothing odd about
so
it.
So I think I win this round.
It was just politeness.
I win this round yeah. Because I've got a DM from Wagner from X Factor.
That's, what is it saying?
It was after I posted an Instagram story of me at the gym and he said, how much do you lift, Kate? I replied, 20 kilos. He replied, you're strong. And I replied, ha. Huh.
I love the word of showbiz celebrity. It's glamorous, isn't it?
Your go.
The only other people I've got in my phone are Robert Mugabe, President Assad of Syria, and Dean Gaffney from EastEnders.
I'd like to know what Robert Mugabe said.
It's kind of offensive, if I'm honest.
Oh, yeah. Okay. We better not go
there. I'll be
there,
honest
then.
With you. It just went on and on. It was just sort of acres of rhetoric about, you know, the treatment of his people. So I don't really want to. I DM'd him just with a sad face emoji.
Is that what you did? A DM?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
You definitely win that round.
Okay.
Yeah, because I've got a message from Pat Sharp.
Actually, he's more
similar.
Evil. He is
similar.
Evil. Yeah.
No, so, he's not. He was asking me where I got my highlights done.
I got Pat Sharp.
Yeah, and his hairdresser blew him out and he needed a hairdresser.
He what? She what?
She blew him out.
Okay.
Out.
All right.
So what's coming up after 4 o'clock on Virgin Radio, John Holmes?
Oh, they'll be talking in the gaps where the music isn't. Mainly, that's what I'm going to dwell on, if I'm brutally honest with
Any
you.
Any accent impressions?
After yesterday's disaster.
I heard that.
Yeah, well, I still can't. Where do you stand on that as an opinion? Can you? It's all right to do a French accent, yes. It's all right to do any European accent, mostly. But you can't do Chinese because it's offensive. And I just wonder why.
Because of history. And for a long time, in the 70s, I reckon, and the 80s as well, people mocked.
Yeah, but people mock France, don't they?
Yeah, but not as much. Yeah. Not in history.
Really?
All right, so no accents, but you talking in the gaps.
Yes, I'll talk in the gaps in not an accent.
Cool, see you in 10.
All right. Kay Lawler there on the radio, but on Virgin Radio, with one of her weird games. That she stole off Nick Grimshaw. Right, anyway, I'll be down there on Virgin doing that.
Innuendo bingo.
Yeah. Between 4 and 7. However, we still have to give away some meat on this programme, and we have to do it in a game of Dead or Alive, and there will be... Oh, there is a contestant ready. All right, here we go. So here we go, in a game of Dead or Alive. Right, so it works like this. I've got a list of things. Some of them are dead. Some of them are alive. It's the big meat giveaway. Chicken, beef, lamb. In a game of Dead... Oh, am I? the telephone to play is Jack. Hello, Jack.
Hey, John. How you doing?
Very good, thank you. Did you hear Kate Lawler there?
I did.
Yeah. Okay, so, Jack, have you got any celebrities in your phone, Jack? Kate's obsessed with this. Have you that you've DM'd, have you?
No, not a single one, unfortunately.
No, then you win. So, Jack, what do you do, Jack, and where do you do it?
I work in marketing, and I'd rather not say because I'm supposed to be working from home and not on the radio.
Awkward, but that's fine. We'll keep your anonymity, Jack. The gift of meat is available to you. Regular listeners will know you can win chicken, beef or lamb. Today as well, to celebrate the banning of the Heinz Beans health and safety violating advert. I don't know if you've seen that in the news today. We're also going to give away...
We're going to give away
a tin of beans. We've got a tin of Heinz Beans here. It could be yours, along with your choice of meat. Which meat will you choose? Chicken, beef or lamb? Or a box of organic veg?
Chicken.
Chicken and beans could well be winging its way to wherever you are. Not winging, it's a dead chicken. Winging its way to wherever you are, should you score highly in today's Dead or Alive. Right, list of things. They're either dead or alive. Let us play. As Cornelius keeps score. Dead or alive, Jack? My Auntie Sylvie. Dead or alive?
Awkward. Dead.
No, alive. Weekly updates for Auntie Sylvie. Regular listeners will know she's in a home. She's 96. She drinks from a sippy cup. But she is alive.
Well, that's good to hear.
It is. Who knows what her status will be next week. Dead or alive, the chances of Talk Radio's, I don't know what he is, web person, Sex Luke, joining a Beatles tribute band. Dead or alive?
Alive.
No, very dead. And the reason for that is last Friday we had a house band performing, a Talk Radio house band, performing a Beatles song in an emergency. And Sex Luke, whose job it is to film this stuff and put it online, because that's apparently fashionable now, it was simply to do that, but he decided he'd sing along with it. But was standing next to the microphone on the camera, so really all you can hear is him. He's not going to be joining a Beatles tribute band anytime soon. Dead or alive, any of our interest really in the Autumn Statement, dead or alive?
Dead.
Dead, yeah, no one's really bothered, are they? Exciting.
No.
Dame Trot, dead or alive?
Dead.
No, alive. This is the character, which will be played by Paul Ross's producer, Alex. He's playing a panto dame at the Castle Grounds in Tamworth over Christmas and the New Year. True. So, Dame Trot, very much alive in the hands of Alex. 24,000 old people, dead or alive?
Alive.
No, dead. There were 24,300 excess deaths in England and Wales last winter, we learned from the news today. That's about half the number of the previous year.
Not very well, is it?
Not very
well. Then surely there's 24,000 old people who are alive then this year.
Don't argue. Cornelius's chances with Victoria post their third/fourth date together tonight.
Sounded quite negative earlier, so I'm going to go with dead.
You'd be right. She doesn't look like she wants to. No. The Hills.
Dead.
The Hill, are you sure? The Hills.
As in that really bad American TV show?
No, it was in The Sound of Music.
Oh.
The Hills are...
Then they're going to be alive.
No, they're dead, actually. In this case, it's the Hills aren't those hills. It's a family. A whole generation of three generations of them, the Hills, lived in my parents. Wiped out in a tragic catnapping accident. Final question. Dead or alive? It's a music question. What Elvis ain't, according to Scouting for Girls? What Elvis ain't, according to Scouting for Girls, dead or alive?
He ain't dead.
Let's find out.
He is alive.
Yes! Is the right answer. Of course it is. Now, the scores. Very quickly indeed. This is for chicken and a tin of very dangerous, according to the news today, Heinz beans. What did Jack get?
Two.
Is that enough to win the chicken and the tin of beans?
Yes, it
Congratulations!
Is.
Congratulations! Well done, Jack.
Thank you.
Well done. It's worth skiving off work to win chicken and a tin of beans. Only with Talk Radio. Other stations give away a holiday. That's just about it from us. But Sam Delaney is here to tell us about Drive Time.
You know how you were saying that, like, you were correctly saying or implying that the Autumn Statement is it very dull?
Yes.
But you also are well aware about me and tell you that I will be covering
it. I know
it
you will. So did we.
Yeah.
So I, but,
and so, but it is so inherently dull because the very name of it, the Autumn Statement. You know that in America, politics is better because they give things show busy names. So you know, like, the way in the primaries they had things like Super Tuesday?
Yes, of course.
If they had it, I bet in America, they wouldn't call it the Autumn Statement, they'd call it the Fall Finance Festival or something
Which
like
would
that,
be excellent.
Wouldn't they?
Yeah.
Just, these things are simple. You want people to take interest in it, sex it up a bit.
You have a text in right there.
Don't
what to call,
yeah,
how to sex
good.
Up, there you go.
Very good.
Sex up the Autumn Statement.
You've just done more production on my show than my producers have done in 8 months.
You are welcome.
Thank you.
That's Sam Delaney with you. Text in 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
How would you sex up the Autumn Statement?
Yeah.
We'll be back. I'm going down to do Virgin now. We'll have to just talk in the
background. It's a shame if not, I'd ask you to stick around.
I might just do that texting down there as well.
Yeah, yeah. So,
Sam with you next. We're back tomorrow, 1 till 4. You're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Talk Radio, give it some lift.